Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I say it, again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
Like forever we've been tearing up. When will our face dry? We living in some terrible times, surrounded by these fake smiles, and nobody hearing us. No matter how loud we cry, they won't hesitate to lay us down, even in the daytime. I see my people cursed, only y'all can lift it. Suffering from a broken spirit, only y'all can fix it. You paint the picture vivid, yeah, I must admit it. Deuteronomy 28, when will your people get it? Forgot your commandments, now our foes commanding us. Trying to put some fear in us, cause they the ones who scared of us. They even shoot us down when our hands is up. Everything but these curses bound to abandon us. I remember working in blizzards without a coat. I remember my sister whipped and my wife broke. I remember being forced to serve an idol. When I prayed, I saw my foe's face when my eyes closed. I remember plotting, planning on my great escape. I remember when I slept, hoping I never wake. But make no mistake, I was picking up a rake before the day break. Oh yeah, I remember. I even remember watching my son die. But my routine stayed the same soon as the sunrise. What can possibly justify all this genocide? Born with a vicious and wicked casually coincide. I remember whips and I remember dogs. I remember rips and I remember skulls. I remember through the eyes of my ancestors. Open up your eyes and see we ain't better. Don't you see we tearing up? When will our face dry? We living in some terrible times, surrounded by these fake smiles, and nobody hearing us. No matter how loud we cry, they won't hesitate to lay us down, even in the daytime. I see my people cursed, only y'all can lift it. Suffering from a broken spirit, only y'all can fix it. You paint the picture vivid, yeah, I must admit it. Deuteronomy 28, when will your people get it? Forgot your commandments, now our foes commanding us. Trying to put some fear in us, cause they the ones who scared of us. They even shoot us down when our hands is up. Everything but these curses bound to abandon us. I remember frantically knocking for an open door. I remember my house torch, I'm from the second floor. I remember I fought they battles, helped them when they war, just to return to them shackles and where was them before. Now we buying all they brands, just last week they were branding us. We don't buy no lands, but we quick to keep chains on us. Just last week from one man, whole clans were ganging up, calling for some help, didn't work when they hang us up. And I remember mobs and I remember ropes. I remember being beaten as the mob's joke. I remember the noose tightened around my throat. And I remember this being the better hope. Our enemies gathering public and gathering secrets to separate us by skin color and all our features. It was...
All right. Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. Welcome in one more time right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network right here on this Sunday afternoon. Coming in the house right here on this Sunday afternoon. How y'all doing? How y'all doing, family? How y'all doing out there? I hope everything is going well. Everything is going dandy with you, most definitely, indeed. Just coming in this house right here momentarily to talk about a little some for you today, man. A little something here, man. The unfriendly truth, man. The unfriendly truth. Oh, we, yes, indeed. Because y'all know sometimes, man, I'm telling you, listen here. Sometimes the truth, listen here. A lot of us, we say we want the truth, right? You know, we say we want the truth. You know, we want people to tell the flat foot truth. And you know, sometimes we do. But sometime now, when that flat foot truth comes about something that maybe that we partake in, just say is an organization, is a faith walk, is a this or that, that we base our lives upon, something that we are into, No. Now you got to hold your horses there, son. Hold your horses there. Listen here. Don't bring the uncut truth there. Listen here. See, that's what I mean, the unfriendly truth. It ain't friendly. It's not friendly, the truth, when it's sometimes it's things that we are part of. We don't want to hear it. And sometimes, you know, you can spill the dirt. You can tell the truth about somebody else's, what they're into or whatnot, as long as you don't do it to what I'm into, right? Or what I believe in, what I subscribe to. Don't bring the 100% facts. Even if you find it to be the facts, don't bring it to me, because it's something I base my life upon. Don't bring it to me to help me out. Now, let me ask y'all something here. Now, wait a minute before I ask y'all something. I just want to throw out something. Now, the thing here, because I got a lot of things I want to throw out today, and I want to tell y'all about an incident that happened to me last Monday, too, as well. But I just want to say this unfriendly truth. And I don't know how I'm going with this thing tonight, man. I really don't. I'm just, like I told you, I just go off the top of the dome with it. Now, we know there's a lot of organizations, a lot of groups, a lot of faith walks, right, that have that's in our midst, have came in our midst. And we gained some things, people who got in it, they gained some things from them. And there's some things that they probably changed people's lives, no doubt, but they changed people's lives. And certain things they believed in that we looked at them and said, man, that's a bunch of BS. But some people took certain things out of it, aspects of it, and it helped their lives and changed their lives. And so big up to that. No disrespect. We're glad for that. But certain things in it that it may be damaging to people. It may be damaging. A lot of people talk about, we got to get rid of Christianity. It's detrimental to our community. It's detrimental. It's damaging people's lives. And I will say, well, you know, certain aspects, I would agree with that. But certain things that have changed people's lives. Now, all the thing about somebody believing in, you know, in Jesus Christ, their Lord and their Savior, who died for their sins and all of that type of stuff like that. Now, me, myself, even myself, I'm like, hold up, bro, hold your horses, bro. Because even when I started to knock, it don't say that. It says every man has to account for his own sins. No man can die for another man's sin. But, you know, Christianity, in their book, they teach that, hey, Jesus died for your sin. So, you know, that's another whole story, doctrinal differences and things that they come up with. It's totally different. But just say here, for instance, right? Now, somebody may believe in Santa Claus. A child about Santa Claus. You know, even though you know as an adult, you buy the toys, you go out and purchase the toys, but you got to believe in Santa Claus and all of this stuff. Now, it's something that's beneficial that the child get. The child get is toys. They get whatever gift they want, and I'm just going to say toys. That new PlayStation, those new clothes, whatever. They're getting what they want out of it, you know, because you might tell them, well, what you want for Christmas? Well, I want Santa Claus to bring me the new PlayStation and this, that, and another. All they know is when they get up on what they call Christmas, they got their PlayStation. They woke up, they see up under the tree, they got some gifts under there, and they opened them up, and everything they asked for, it was under that tree. So they got what they wanted out of it. They don't give a damn. They don't know nothing about no goddamn Santa Claus or this until later you try to tell them about it. The whole time they've been thinking. So the only thing they know, they benefit out of it, believing in Santa Claus, but not knowing the fallacy of it. They just know they benefited from it, believing in it, because somebody, you know, push the thing about it. Mom and dad, you know, was the ones, the hidden hand. Mom and dad was the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, behind the gifts. So even with a lot of this stuff that we see, a lot of these groups and certain things that we believe in, some things you will get some benefit out of it, but you don't see the wizard behind the curtain. You don't really see the wizard behind the curtain that's making these things that happen. And I tell y'all, man, and one of these things I will have to say, I'm just going to say it. I got to bring the facts, the truth. We as a people have to stop this damn believing in another man is your God. I mean, a human being is your God, your supreme being. There's great brothers who have came in our midst. Basically, it's been the brothers. I hadn't really seen anything in history, but my sister's been saying this. There have been great brothers who have came in our midst and taught some great things. taught some great things, no doubt, and helped, you know, brothers along, find maybe, you know, get them somewhat, clean them up out of their condition that they have been in. Big up to them. No problem. That's a great thing. But when we get these brothers want to say the so-called, I'm the supreme being, I'm the God of the universe and all of this, hold up, bro. That's when I think y'all taking this a little bit too far right there. You want to say, I'm the angel, this person, I'm Gabriel, I'm Michael, I'm this, that, another. I come down here to say, you had like Father, Dad, a Father Divine, you had Sweet Daddy Grace, you had all these people talking about, I'm God in flesh. I throw it in here, Farad Muhammad. Now, I see the lessons that Farad said he was only a prophet. Now, they said Elijah Muhammad said that he was God in flesh. And there are even some things. Now, I even say this, y'all. Hey, listen, no holds barred tonight. Now, y'all, look, don't take it personal. Like Jermaine Jackson said, don't take it personal, y'all. Take the bitter with the sweet. It is what it is. Now, even with so-called, what they say, Father Allah, Clarence 13X. Now, he wasn't God Allah when he was in the mosque, but when he got out, now you want to say, I'm the supreme being. Farad Muhammad brought the lesson to give to Elijah Muhammad so I can get it. Because now I'm Allah, and they teach all the young babies that they are Allah. See, that's why I tell you, y'all better watch this stuff when people are talking about bringing stuff to your youth. See, number one, this thing is you won't bring it. You can't bring it to the adults because the adults don't want to believe. They know damn well you ain't God. They know damn well you not so-called Allah. You're not the supreme being. But they can bring it to the babies because the baby's mind can be shaped and molded and formed to believe what however you want it, because that baby and those young babies y'all call babies to you, their mind and their innocence, they don't know no better. So you can take it to them and say, well, I'm bringing it to the babies because the elders, they don't want to take it because they know better. They know better. They knew better than that. They just went through the whole thing talking about Farad. Now here you come talking about you are that person. See, it's so easy. Y'all got to watch it. That's why you see today that Black Lives Matter. Not Black Lives Matter. But yeah, them too. I have to throw them in there because they are. But you see this whole thing with LGBT, how they're targeting the babies, how they're going into the elementary schools and they're shaping and trying to formulate the young children's mind with all of this transgender movement, trying to indoctrinate them. They going after the babies because they know some of us as old heads, as adults, we are not going to go with the bullshiggity. And I said bullshiggity, y'all. I didn't say the other one. We're not going with the mess. We know better. So you can easily go after those young, innocent minds and shape their minds and mold them the way you want them to have it. Because we know, because we're going to, you come and tell another grown man, hey, man, you know, I'm the supreme being. I'm the God of the universe, huh? You're it for real? Let me ask you a question. How did you make the moon, dog? How did you make the moon? How did you make the stars? And let me ask y'all something here. I gotta see it. I gotta be flat foot with it today, man. I gotta be flat foot with it today. Ain't no more sugarcoating it, man. Ain't no more playing around with this thing, man. Time is too vital right now, man. You got time to be playing no more. I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all get offended with it, man, y'all get mad at Sun Ray, y'all get mad at Brother Arya. It is what it is, man. Who the hell ain't mad about the truth? Who ain't been mad at somebody because they tried to help save somebody's lives and tell the goddamn truth? I've been offended when somebody tried to bring me some truth before. I've been it, but you know what? I found it. I kept on walking. I didn't give up. The Most High walked me right into those truths that they were saying. I had to just bear witness to them like, wow, it is what it is. You can get offended. Y'all can get offended all you want, but the truth is the damn truth. Here we go again. So black man today, we want to say that we are gods of the universe. We are gods of the planet Earth. But black man, you so much, you the God of the universe, right? But you ain't even running your own home right now. But you can talk about you the God of the universe. You the one who created everything in the universe and everything there is out there. But why isn't that you are not being able to control your own home? And if you got... If you are that supreme being, you are that God, you are that Allah, you are that Yahweh, whatever you want to, that title you want to claim to fame, right? If you are that, let me ask you something. Now, we studied all the texts, whether it's the Bible, whether it's the Holy Quran. It says that God has an adversary, supposed to be the devil or Satan or Shaitan or Iblis, right? He has an adversary. So you, black man, is God. You have an enemy. A lot of us, we told Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the blonde had blue-eyed devil. The white man was our open enemy, right? So he said devil. He's our open enemy. So we are God, black man. You all supreme power. Why haven't you eradicated? Why haven't you got rid of this devil? No, not by legislation, by trying to march and vote. I'm talking about you got rid of, you supposed to have the power because you the God, you shaped everything, you molded everything. Why hadn't you got rid of this devil? Why hadn't you stopped this devil from shooting our brothers and sisters down in the street? If you the God of the universe, you all powerful, almighty God, why hadn't you stopped this beast from doing what he have been doing to our people, God? I'm just asking a question, y'all. I really want to. Why hadn't you did? Because listen, even when you go in the book of Revelation, what they call the Injil in Arabic, that's the book of Revelation. It talks about how Satan, or there was a war in heaven, and the devil was cast down into the ground or cast into the pit for a time. And then after a certain time, he's going to be giving power to come out of the pit to rule. But the thing here is he's been cast somewhere. He's been put aside. He's been locked down somewhere. If you the God, why hadn't you locked this beast down and stopped his ass from going around doing harm to our people? God, I'm just asking God. I'm just asking you, God, man, God. And here's the thing about it, this devil, right, this beast. When you put a label on yourself and say, I am the God. I am God. I am the angel Michael. I am whoever you still want to claim the fame. Y'all notice. The so-called AKA white man have taken the challenge and said, oh, you God, huh? Oh, you say you God. And what have he done? He's taken a lot of them brothers and sisters out of the way. I said it, brothers. He's taken them out. Oh, okay, I'm going to test your ass. It's you God. I'm going to test you, huh? Whatever happened. Some of them killed. Some of them thrown in prison. A lot of them. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. A lot of things, even with Dr. York. I was a Nawabian. Y'all know that. Even the Nawabians, you talk about Dr. York, it's an angel, Michael. He's this person. He's that person. I'm like, say what? Now, even I'm in that now. I'm a part of it, but I wouldn't be. I want that. I like to teach the daughter yoga, but I wasn't going that damn far. Even if I hear them right today saying, our God, Dr. Malachi Z. York, that God of the heavens and the earth. I said, what? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, say what? Hold on. He went from a master teacher to God. So wait a minute now. Hold up. Wait a minute now. When you play that game, and I'm like, wait a minute now. Y'all got to stop that now. So you mean this beast, this AKA white man, the judge is down, was in Georgia. The judge, the sheriff, had enough power to lock God up, put God in federal prison. Woo, goddamn. Ooh-wee, that's a bad mother sucker. That's a bad mother sucker. He got enough power to lock God up. See, when y'all play like that, because y'all want to put yourself on pedestals, this beast going to test y'all ass. He going to make sure you say, just teach the teaching, man. Just teach the teaching. All we need is the facts, the information. We don't need you to come out here and say, you know, I'm be a damn another David Koresh. Man, just bring the truth. You ain't got to do all that other extra bull crap, brothers and sisters, when you take the name saying Allah. Now, I practice Islam. Now, I mean, I studied, like I said, Sunni. And I really associated a lot with the Nation of Islam. Now I'm gonna say, because I was, you know, that's my militancy part, and my Black Power thing. That's why I affiliated with the Nation, because really with the Sunni thing, and I would have to say I was under the leadership, and I didn't really know it too much, but the mosque that I was going to was under the leadership of Elijah Muhammad's son, Warren D. Muhammad, or Wallace D. Muhammad. And I went to the masjid called Masjid El-Mu'minun, where the believers bow down. That's the masjid I went to, the leadership of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, and that was basically, that's where I got my spiritual enlightenment from. But all of my, I will say my Black theology, Black liberation theology teaching, I got it through the Nation of Islam. So that's why I went through the Nation. I didn't join the Nation. Like I told y'all, I wasn't a registered Muslim in the Nation of Islam. But I went to the men's only meeting. I went to FOI classes on Monday nights. I went to even classes on Monday nights, but they had like lectures and stuff on Monday nights. I even went a couple of times. I think I went on a Friday, but most of them, I went to some men's only meeting. I wanted to discipline, brother, because I told you I was in the street doing all kind of crazy stuff. So I needed to be disciplined. And that was a lot, and that is the problem with a lot of our brothers and sisters today. We do not want to be disciplined. That's the problem today. And I tell y'all, like I said, I was just watching, my wife was watching, she turned it on there, so I was like, let me go ahead and watch it again. We're watching Brother Malcolm X, the movie Malcolm X. Still love that movie. That still, man, is like my number one movie of all time, my inspiration. And even in that, I keep telling you, man, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying that, you see how Malcolm was on drugs and stuff like this. And what was the thing that Brother Bang that was talking about? And that we know from the autobiography that wasn't supposed to be a person named Brother Bang. But anyway, the whole thing about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's program is, I come to clean you up. I come to clean you up from the filth, whether you're a drug addict or alcoholic, toot on the street, whatever filth that you've been in your life out there, I come to clean you up. And like I said, a lot of these programs have cleaned our brothers and sisters up, took them out of the filth that they was in. Like my brothers would say, as travelers would say, pull them up out of the muck and mire. Pull them up out of there. So today, a lot of our brothers and sisters want to wallow around in the filth. They still want to be drug addicts. You still want to use drugs. I don't give a damn what you want to say. If it's alcohol, I mean, you could be an alcoholic. Because even the Bible, we talk about the Bible, because it says you can drink, but don't drink to get drunk. I taught about that yesterday on Shabbat class. You can, but it talks about how alcohol will be a mocker to you. It will make mockery of you. So even in the Bible, it talks about that. But a lot of y'all just thinking, and we have this bad marijuana culture today. Bad marijuana. Yeah, it was crack back one time. It was heroin. It was crack. But marijuana is the choice drug of today. And y'all really don't think that's a damn bad thing. Man, let me tell y'all something, brothers and sisters. Some of y'all act like y'all can't function without this in y'all system. And hell, some of y'all use it and you can't function. I see it firsthand. I'm not telling y'all something I read in a book, something I seen on a YouTube video. I see this firsthand every damn day at work. Every damn day. And I just got to tell the flatfoot truth. I don't give a damn. They hear it. I don't give a damn. They can fire me in the morning. I wouldn't give a damn. But this is a brother, man, that they be trying to smoke goddamn weed, y'all. Excuse me, elders. Smoking damn weed at work. When they pull up in their cars in the morning, smoking weed. Now, this is against the law for you to be doing anyway. You're smoking weed because Tennessee is not legal in the state of Tennessee yet. But anyway, if you're driving a truck, you got CDL, you're driving a truck, you're not supposed to be under the influence. But anyway, these young cats, we talk about the generation, younger generation, already smell like weed when they pull up, smoking in there already, playing this murder music. And now they have gotten so, because this job, I mean, they relax. They don't really do all the drug tests like some companies I work don't have all the cameras. They have gotten so bold. One cat smoking weed while he driving the damn garbage truck going down the street. He's smoking weed driving a damn garbage truck. Yeah. But it's not a problem. But we don't have a drug. We don't have a weed. That weed ain't no damn problem. Oh, son Ray, it's medical problems. But y'all understand the nature of this beast. When marijuana, they told you it was illegal, and they was telling you the reason because it messed up your membrane. It slowed down your motor skills. Like I tell y'all, man, this beast ain't just, listen here. He's not legalizing this stuff just because he didn't want to get some taxes off of it. Because that would be the same. See, they can't legalize marijuana because they don't know how to tax it. This beast know how to do whatever hell he want to do. He done it a long time ago. He know how to legalize, alcohol a long time ago. Y'all remember with Al Capone and all that. They know how to do it. They can do whatever the hell they want. It's just the time now that everything that was wrong or whatever that was said, like, whether it was in the Bible or the Holy Quran, whatever it says that Yah or Allah from those respective books that said don't do, this beast now said, hey, we can do what you want to do. They coming out with Aleister Crowley doctrine now. Do whatever you want to do, long as it make you feel good. Even in this society here in America, sodomy was against the law. Sodomy was against the law. Now it says, the federal law says, hey, y'all can marry each other. You can do whatever, you know, y'all, whatever y'all do. The homosexuals do. You can do. Now, it's legal. So everything we've seen in the past, the rules against the law, even the laws of nature, they saying it's okay. You can do it. They, like I said all the time, y'all talking about the Holy Quran, it says that they make evil fair seeming. Everything they're doing now, they're making evil fair seeming. And one thing for you black man and woman, but especially you black man, I got to talk to my black brothers today. Show love. Only thing that you're looking at, and I tell you, they're having you sedated, brothers and sisters, and brothers, especially you. When you're saying you using it, Brother Wesley Muhammad did an excellent presentation a couple of years ago talking about marijuana and the things they're putting in the marijuana and things of this nature. But I know y'all want a smoky smoke. Okay, nothing wrong some way. We got a smoky smoke. But you understand, brothers and sisters, how sedated your enemy is making you. You can't think straight. You can't fight this beast sedated like you are. You ain't fight the damn power to be as public would say, fight the power. You can't fight it when you're heavily sedated under the influence of drugs and alcohol the way that we are. You can't. You can't think straight. Your motor skills are slow. White folk, I see them out here running every damn day. It's early in the morning. They running. The dog running. The damn, they got babies and strollers. I've seen some with twins in strollers running early in the damn morning. The sun ain't even out. It's sometimes I see them out there. It's damn near 100 degrees. They out there running. They getting their stamina up. They getting their endurance up. They running. We smoking damn cigarettes, packs of cigarettes, putting all kind of filth in our damn system. As one of the moment says, again, I come to clean you up, but they come to clean us up. Now we want to get filthy. And then when somebody brings us, hey, brothers and sisters, we need to stop this, man. Well, see, you don't understand, Brother Sunray, Brother Aria, you don't want, I understand. I'm not telling y'all, listen, I've been out there in those dams. I've been out there. I know what it is. I'm not telling you something I hadn't been a part of. I'm not telling you I've been in the damn field. I understand the game. I was a no-good mother sucker at one time. I'm not ashamed to say it. I was a no-good mother sucker out there in the street at one time. You wouldn't want to fool with me. We got to clean ourselves up, brothers and sisters. We want to be respected as a people. We better clean our damn selves up because the enemy is destroying us like a mother sucker. We are, man, we allowing ourselves, that's the part of it. We allowing ourselves to fall into the trap. He ain't even putting a trap no more. Damn that, he ain't even setting out traps no more. The door just wide open. It's just wide open. Sisters, like I said, sisters, disrespect. Oh, man, we are my sisters. Lord have mercy. Y'all are so disrespectful to yourself. You have no dignity no more. Go somewhere to Walmart, your butt cheeks all out. It just don't make no sense how. Oh, Lord, cover yourselves up, sisters. I won't just go into you, sisters, like I will the brothers. But y'all are just running around here naked, being seductive. And here's why I want to go with this one now. Since I'm saying seductive, tell y'all an incident I had on Monday, man. I was at work. And I probably still got to deal with the situation tomorrow. Most I hope that I don't. But I was in a good mood. I was listening to my classes. Some of my brothers had teaching some classes. You know, I've been listening to, got my Hebrew music going. Some brothers playing some music. I listen to that in the morning to get me, you know, my motivation going. You know, keep me in a good mood, good spirit. Then I start listening to some classes. Brothers breaking down some stuff. Then, you know, I get to the point, right? I just started on this particular route that I've been riding with this brother on Monday. And there was another young brother on the route. And so anyway, the young lady used to come out there, and she's not a customer. So the first time, the brother told me, hey, man, go ahead and dump the can for her, man. She ain't no customer, though. The other guy that was on the route, he been getting a can. So he, like, told her, hey, he ain't on the route no more, so we ain't dumping this can no more. She's like, okay. Next week come around, here she go again. He's like, hey, you know, look, okay, we told you last week, I'm going to go ahead and get it. But we ain't dumping it no more now because the brother ain't on his route no more. So anyway, we went ahead and dumped it. Before last, she didn't have a can out. So no problem. This week, here come a dude. We ain't been seeing no dude. This week a dude come out. Hey, man, y'all forgot my can. I'm like, bruh, you ain't no customer. So the young dude, I'm talking about this young generation, how they are. This generation seem to be so violent, so angry. Y'all don't know how to think. You don't know how to communicate. And we're going to get to that. But anyway, we got to where he live at, right across the street, I'm dumping a can. And he's like, man, y'all ain't going to get my can. I said, bruh, y'all ain't no customer, bruh. I said, we've been telling you later, man, a couple of weeks, bruh, that y'all not a customer. We only getting these cans right here. Then he just looking and stuff as we still driving down his street, dumping cans and dumping garbage cans. He just standing there looking. Then he act like he trying to go in the house and go get a gun or something. I'm like, man, I hope this fool don't come out here shooting shit, bruh. I mean, excuse me, elders. I hope this fool don't come out here shooting and all this old crazy stuff. Because these some fools out here in the streets today, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, they getting killed every day. I think four people just got gunned down to separate shootings the other day. Hell, in one day this week, it was four people got killed in the same scene. I'm telling you, bro, these people are ignorant as hell out here. But anyway, you're full of some negative, demonic, unrighteous spirits. But I'm going to get back to that. Keep going. And we was almost finished with this street. He's still just looking and stuff. And then as I see them get in the car and start coming this way. I tell him to drive. I said, man, he come. And he's like, okay. So he got back in the truck because we had to move on up. So the brother, he way up off of us. Now, he tough now. He ain't even nowhere close up on me. He real tough. He way up off of it. And he hollering out the window. And excuse me, elders, I'm finna say something. So y'all excuse my English or the words I'm finna use. He said, he was hollering out the window, man, y'all know y'all some bitches for that, bruh. Y'all know y'all some real bitches for that. And so he said, yeah, you know you a bitch for that. You know you a bitch, don't you, boy? You know you a bitch, don't you? Y'all know that's fighting words. Y'all know. Ooh, 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 ooh. Y'all know that's some fighting words there. You call a grown man of the B word. Ooh, wee. Y'all know that's throwing down words right there. But you know what? Brother Ari, I just laughed at him. Brother Ari just laughed because I knew he was ignorant. I knew he was real ignorant. And if he had known, if he had been dealing with old Frank from back in the days, before I became Brother Sunray, and even began with him and elevated to Brother Aria, it would have been going down. Because I'm going to tell you now, I might not because I'm at work. I probably wouldn't have had nothing on me then, y'all. Check this out, though. But still again, how you going to act a fool? You talking, but then I got to go back. I'm going to come back. When you start hollering, talking about, you know you a B and all this old stuff, I just laughed. I just laughed at him. But then the closer he got to me, I just stood there. He get his ass in the car as they coming close. Now, he was sitting out the car, hollering out the window. I mean, hollering all out the car. But as he got close to me, he set his ass down in the car and had the windows roll all the way up. Now, he was on the passenger side again. But why you got so untough now that you passed by me? What happened to the toughness when you get close up on me? But when you got close, you got your windows all rolled up and you pass your butt by. But here's the thing. See, you got to be careful, y'all brothers and sisters. When y'all want to talk all this tough talk, and I don't know if he was just trying to show out in front of the young woman or whatever. But here's the thing. He don't know who we were. Now, he might have just thought because we was at work, they can't do nothing. They ain't got no strap on them. They ain't got no gun. They ain't going to do nothing. I talk crazy to them all they want. They ain't going to do nothing. But here's the thing. Y'all young brothers, think about this. He really endangered his family. Now, if I was a fool, or one of us, either one of us, me or that brother. Now, back in the day, Frank, he would have showed up and endangered himself. I know where he stay at. I know where you live at, brother. I know where the brother live at. So you talking all this yin-yang, calling grown men bees and stuff. I know where you live at. You don't know nothing about us. See, a fool would have went back over there. Or maybe you know how some of these cats are today. They just ride by and just shoot your damn house up. See how he eventually endangered his home, his livelihood. But still, again, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just going to go out there. I'm just going to pray up, man. I'm going on out there. I ain't even worried about it. But still, again, how ignorant you are. You want to talk crazy to brother and you don't even know, brother, we could have came back over there and did anything to you. You wouldn't have known nothing. You would have known the company. You know the company we work for. But that would have been beyond the point. Damn, that your ass would have been dead or whatever. He could have been killed or whatever. But see, the thing about it, all you had to do, you getting mad. We got to be the bees and stuff, right? We in the wrong because we didn't dump your can. Number one, brother, we have told your wife. We have dumped it. We told the dude, girl, whoever she was. Now, I asked the young brother who had been doing it. I said, man, you know them, brother? Did you know them or something personally? He's like, no, I just had been getting it. I said, I'm just trying to find out. You know, maybe you knew them. He's like, no. And see what it was, too. The young woman had been, young lady, been coming out there half skimpy and stuff, right? Like the brother told me, she came out there one time, little robe all halfway open and stuff. And, you know, maybe the young brother that I work with, he like 24. Maybe he was just, you know, trying to get a little garbage so he can, you know, try to get with her or something. Because they do that out there. I ain't going to lie. They do that. Some women be doing it. Just so you can get their garbage. Come out there and maybe try to flash it. You know, they ain't going to just flat out show, you know. But she just got to come out there and be seductive. Try to be like Lilith in the Bible, right? You know, in the Jewish part, they tell about Lilith. Use their seduction. Where they say, get what you want. Where they say, use what you got to get what you want. That's what they. But my point is, again, if the young brother, if y'all want some brothers and sisters, learn communication skill. That's the best thing. Even if we had have been getting it, if the brother just had have been like, hey, bro, I know I ain't no customer. I know y'all really been, you know, been taking, you know, been getting it or whatnot. I don't know if she probably even said, told him. Hey, bro, I'm kind of messed up right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really got no ends right now. You know, some people come out there, they'll throw you a little something. But some people like, hey, man, look, bro. Hey, y'all help me out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Can y'all give me a can for me, bro? Just ask. That's it. It wouldn't have been no problem. But all of that right there, man, that tough guy stuff, brothers and sisters, y'all got to stop that, man. You got to stop all that foolishness. Learn how to communicate, especially when you need something. You in the damn wrong. It's been, I don't know how long. You need somebody to dump your damn garbage. But somebody else got to be a B and a H and all this other kind of stuff because they're not doing something for you. You're a man. First of all, you're supposed to be a man. You got your woman out there being seductive to another brother just to get the garbage done. Be a man. Man up. Pay for the stuff. Get it done. But just be a man and learn how to talk and say, hey, brother, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I can't afford no garbage service right now, brother. Can y'all think y'all can dump my can for me? That was basically our last street. It didn't make no damn difference to me regardless. Hell, it ain't hurt me. I'm getting paid anyway. I was okay, brother. No problem. No thing, brother. But see, it's the way. But see, that's why I said we got to learn how to deal with each other out here, brothers and sisters. All that tough boy stuff, that tough guy stuff, gonna get you. It's getting a lot of people hurt. Certain things is out here today, man. Certain things is out here happening today. Don't even have to be this way. We shooting each other, killing each other. Malcolm even talked about it back in the day, how we stabbing each other and shooting each other, killing each other, man, over idiotic bull crap. Jealousy. Jealousy is showing up our problem. I work around a whole bunch of negativity. Ooh, man, I left that company once before because of that. Now, it's straight good money, all right, money, but it's so negativity. Man, I'm telling y'all. And so I have to be grounded. I'm glad that I'm grounded in something that's with positivity. And I surround myself with positivity. But like I said, I download shows, positivity, keep it going, flowing through my head. You know, then I find some positive music for a minute, start off getting my blood flowing in the morning. And then I might start listen to some lectures and brothers doing breaking down, doing some teaching and talking. That's all I listen to. So even with the negativity that's going down with everybody else and the jealousy and the backbiting and the undercutting each other, I still surround myself and don't let myself get caught up in that. And that's what we have to do. And we have to do that, man. We got to do it. Because I'm telling you, brother, we at a time, crucial time. You know, like even the Bibles talk about a lot of times. You see, like, especially in the New Testament, it say the time is now at hand. It always been at hand. but it's truly at our time. It's truly at hand, man. It's truly at hand. We got to, man. We got to. We want to have to. We got to. And our young generation, as we've been talking about, listening to your elders and just listening to inspiration, man. Listening to. No matter, like I said again, what you're into. No matter how much you think it may be beneficial to you, if somebody tell you, you might, okay, I'm going to say it like this. A brother might feel that he's in his wife. His wife ain't cheating. Somebody, hey, brother, I saw your wife, man. I don't mean no harm, brother. You know, I'm cool with you, brother. You know, I don't want nothing to happen to you. Hey, man, I saw your gal, bro, coming out the hotel with another dude. What? No, my wife wouldn't do nothing like that, bro. I'm telling you, bro. You know, I wouldn't lie to you, doc. Man, I don't believe that, bro. My wife love me, bro. She showing so, man, hey, bro, I'm trying to tell you, bro. You look what I, you know, seeing. Then you go ahead and you get them damn pictures. You see her ass again. You take a picture like, bloop. You got a video. You even put it on video. Bloop. Send it to him, bro. Yeah, go on, man. No harm, bro. I know you love her, man. You care for her. You don't think she'd do it. Like, but bam, here you go right here. You hurt like a mother sucker. You hurt like a mother. And that's something we don't want. I was in that same situation, brothers and sisters. I was in that same situation. I was in a situation with my son, Mama. She had me locked up several times. Had me locked up. Now, here I go. Because, see, I want to be the father in my home, not let my children be raised without a father in the home. But in some situations, you can understand why father's not there. But you still can be in that child's life. And that's what I tried to do. But I wanted to always be there. We buying a house. I wanted to be there, man. Getting buying a house and have something for them. And you know, in case like something happened to me, I thought I was thinking about, like, you know, I could buy a house and something happened to me, whatever, they have something to fall on. They got some investments and stuff like that. And even if they don't live in it, they can rent it out. They have something. I want to lead them something. That's the mindset I was on. Listen to my elders. Now, this stuff I'm getting from my elders, you know, so. They was always wanting me. Brother that told me when I was in jail, she had me locked up a couple of times, just making up bull crap. And I'm gonna tell you y'all too. Now I'm just lay it all on the table because somebody need to hear this. I don't give a damn. I put my life out here because if it helps somebody else beneficial, because somebody else might be going through. She was even out there, man. I started messing around in lesbian relationships. Oh yeah, y'all think I wasn't gonna tell it? Y'all think I ain't gonna tell it? Yeah, she was messing around in lesbian relationship, but here I am. Trying to be that man, trying to be that, because it was a point when we got together, you know, we was young, and I left her for a married woman and got into it with her husband, and he ended up going to jail. So I got out and I started practicing Islam. I want to change. I want to be a better person. I'm a bit a better person. You know, hey, look, I want to be with somebody that maybe help change her, but she didn't want to change. But anyway, as I'm going locked up, elders was telling me, hey, brother, you need to leave that woman alone, bro. You need to leave that woman alone, bro. She's going to get you messed up. I don't want to hear it, though. I'm in love, man. I'm trying to do the right thing because I got my children, my son, and my daughter. Well, that was my stepdaughter. I came in her life when she was 3 months. And how I said she my stepdaughter because when, like I said, me and her was together, I ended up leaving her, like I said, for a married woman. And when I was locked up, you know, because I left her and started messing with the married woman. And then when I got, you know, locked up, she ended up getting with a dude, my son, Mama, and she ended up getting pregnant, had a baby by her. So when I got out, you know, I'm like, man, you know what? That's supposed to have been my baby. You know what I'm saying? And he wasn't in the child life. I said, that's supposed to have been my baby. You know what I'm saying? But I went out here and did what I did. And I said, that's supposed to be my baby. I said, I'm going to make sure I take care of that little girl because that's supposed to be mine. I said, but, you know, and he ain't in her life and this and that. I said, that's my daughter. So she always just kept trying to go down there and, you know, I'm going to put his ass on child support. I said, you ain't got to do that. I said, she got a father. I'm her daddy. I'm her daddy. Damn him. If he don't want to take care, that's his bitch. I said, but she got a daddy. We don't need you don't need the government to give her a damn thing. She got a daddy. She got a father. And that's how it was. So when I also asked the Most High, I said, Most High, I need some responsibilities. Please give me something as responsibility. Let me have a child or something. And the Most High granted that. And she ended up getting pregnant with my son. And that was my responsibility right there that I asked for. And I still say today, that was my responsibility. Most High gave me that right there, my child. And, you know, but anyway, so my son, and may the praise of Most High, thank the Most High for him as well. But she kept on, and the elders kept telling me, leave that woman alone, man. She going to get you messed up. I ain't want to hear it. I ain't want to hear it. Hey, man, and it was telling me, man, don't use them children, man, as an excuse. Don't use the children as an excuse to try to stay in the home. And I'm like, nah, I'm giving all these damn kind of excuses, too. Nah, brother, see, no, it ain't like that, man. You know, see, and I'm trying to even putting fault on myself. But see, she wouldn't have did something, so if I hadn't have did this, that, and that, no. She want to still go out and club, smoke weed, stuff. But here I am. I am practicing Islam, but I want, you know, and I'm probably a Muslim and over here and do all I'm supposed to do. But I want to try to change her. Maybe I can change her and stuff. But hell, it was like she was getting worse. You know, having all these lesbian women coming to the house, talking about her friends and all this stuff. And it was got to a situation she called the police on me once, and the white police told me, he came out, a lieutenant came out, and he talked to her. She had been out in the club. I'm telling you, I don't give a damn about sharing my life. Because like I said, if it's to help somebody, man, hey, I don't give a damn. Something ain't got nothing to hide. She had been out all day. All night one day. I had to get it ready to go to work at about 7 o'clock. I was managing at a company. I had to be at work. And she out all night with a little friend. Damn, here she comes, 6 o'clock in the morning and all this old bull crap. Drunk as hell. We got into it, got the dog. And I'm like, man, you respectful woman. How you supposed to be? You got children, man. You out all damn time of night. Being out all, you went left and you stayed out all damn night. You got children. You can't be out there doing that. Don't no woman be out in these streets like this. And so we end up getting into it. She called the police and all this old crazy stuff. A white police. European came out, a lieutenant. He told me, he talked to her. He's like, let me tell you something. He said, man, that woman crazy as hell. That's how he told me straight out. He said, that woman crazy as hell. He said, man, you need to leave her alone. He said, man, that woman crazy as hell. He said, she going to get you messed up. He told me, just like the dude was telling me in jail, she going to get you messed up. He said, man, I'm going to tell you something. You'll be a damn fool. I'm telling y'all, this is how this man talked to me just like this. He said, be you a damn fool if you come back to her. He said, but I know you're going to come back to her. I already can see it. He said, I know you're going to come back to her. He said, but you'll be a damn fool if you do. And you know what? I made him out to be the truth. I was a damn fool. They told me to leave, you know, just leave, you know, whatever. But I was a damn fool. I came right back out of all them situations. Come home couple of times. She was had another dude in my goddamn house. She's with the dude today. She got me locked up so she can be with this dude, y'all. That's a long-ass story. I ain't going to go into that today. But she had another dude disrespecting in the house with me. I mean, in the house and all that. It's like, damn. But I still was trying to hold on because I'm thinking about my children, though. I'm trying to hold on to this, a relationship that wasn't there no more. Because I'm still trying to think about, I want to be in a house with my children. I want to be in a house making up all these excuses, knowing I can still can raise my children without being there. But I'm going through all this foolishness, putting up with her ass, seeing everything, being in denial, till she finally did what them people kept warning me. She got my ass truly messed up. Truly got me messed up. I was facing 11 to 30 years. 11 to 30 years on a lie that she put on me. And one of her friends even actually told me, one of her friends was a little sanctified girl. She seen me when I had finally got out. I stayed in jail for like 4 years. I mean, not 4 years, but like 5 months. And I finally just like, hey, man, I can't take this no more. I took probation for some bull crap that I didn't do. Because I was trying to like save my career. I had my only business. Then plus I was managing this somewhere. I had my only detail service. I used to be detailing cars and all this. And plus I used to be managing a company doing detail and all this stuff, car wash. I was plenty of money. She didn't even have to work, y'all. That's the key part. Women used to tell me she just don't even know what kind of husband. I wish I had a husband like you. We weren't married, but woo, I praise it that we didn't. But we was engaged. She's like, man, I wish I had a man like you. Damn, I ain't got to work. You take care of everything, and damn, she acting a fool like that? I say, hey, nah, I don't know. But anyway, sisters and brothers, so it was crazy. But sometimes, man, we don't want to listen, and things end up damaging you because we don't want to listen. We don't want to listen because we feel, you know, we're passionate about something. We trying to hold on to something that really ain't there no damn more. So some of the shit, you got to just let that shit go, man. But if you don't, it's going to damage you. It's going to hurt you. But, you know, it took a lot. That's why I said, like, I'll be telling y'all about the story of Job. I said, well, the people want to say, man, these people really didn't exist in the Bible or whatnot. Hey, I know Job was goddamn, I know Job was real because I was that damn Job. I lost every goddamn thing behind a lot of that shit, man. I lost everything behind all that shit. And then, you know what, though? I got it back more than I lost in the beginning. That's why I said, man, that Job, that story, is real to me because I went through that. So whether it was a real Job in the Bible, but those principles, hell, I lived it. So it's real to me because I lived it. I was a damn Job. And when I was going through that situation, that's exactly what I thought. I said, damn, this my Job. That's how I said it, y'all. And that's how I dealt with it, that was able to deal with it when she got me locked. I said, man, this is my Job. That's how I was saying it. This is my damn Job right now. Now, how I'm going to go through, how I'm going to pull through it. And I did. And like temptation, goddamn, it came back out now, standing on the top. Yes, sir. Doing great. Doing good now. See, it's like, shit like that built me. There is some things that still I got to go through with her, but it built me. And then one thing about it, it made my son. My son is not going, he didn't go down the damn road, a lot of things that I went through. And I'm really glad that he didn't, because maybe some things that he seen and that I was going through. And so he didn't go down that damn road. And I'm glad that he didn't. And a lot of things, he listened. One thing I'm glad that he did, that he's doing that I didn't do. He listened to his elders. He listened to the guidance. That's one thing I'm glad he do. Now, you know, he was young and he was told me they was down, his cousin was in the Bloods and stuff, the Blood, you know, so we gang, whatever you want to call it, organization. And like he told me, he said, Dad, I ain't no follower. I'm a leader. He said, I ain't doing all that following stuff. I'm not doing all that. So he said, nah, you ain't got to worry about me with that. And he didn't. He didn't get us. Okay. You know, he was like young in junior high. It's like, nah, I ain't no follower, Pop. They ain't getting me in all that. And he didn't join it. So like now he have his, you know, his own responsibilities. He have a daughter. She's 2. He's been married in August. He's doing great. Every time I see him, he's a workaholic. And that is. Like my, well, I guess he get it through the genes, because my pop was always working hard, always workaholic. Hell, I do it. And hell, my son doing it. Every time I look at him, wait, where you at, man? I'm be off tomorrow, Pop. Come holler. I was all right. I might call him. Where you at? Man, I had to go to work. Well, you always tell me you're going to be y'all. I'm at work, Pop. You know, he's doing management, so, you know, he's in the management, so that's what I get. But the thing about it, man, I'm proud of him because he's listening. That's the only thing. I don't give a damn what kind of job. He's listening. He's learning. So I guess he, like, somewhat broke by curse, you know what I'm saying, and doing all his other stuff because he looked at his stuff and didn't want to be like that. You know, we always teach our children to be better than you, to be better than you. To live your life better than I did. So I'm proud that he's trying to do that better than me. But I don't know where I went with all this, y'all, but the unfamiliar truth, man, is a lot of this unfamiliar truth. I mean, yeah, unfriendly truth, man. Something is going to step on your toes. The truth sometimes will step on your toes. And if you're into something, I don't give a goddamn, somebody come telling me about the Hebrew thing. If I'm looking at it, I'll say, you know, I'm going to look at it. Like, you know, you got some messianic brothers out here, right? The messianic means those who believe in so-called the Jesus, the New Testament thing. They might believe in all that. And somebody said, well, or even, and some of them, they disagree with us, who might say we Torah only. And they said we get it from the white man. Yeah, I don't know how this is. We only get that teaching, we get it from the white man. But I don't know. That's another whole subject. But so I still have to look at some things. I don't just follow or look at everything that somebody else, because they're saying in Hebrew that they just follow along with the doctrine. It may be something. And it was some things, I'm going to tell y'all, man, with the militia thing. Y'all know I'm about to touch back into that. With the militia thing that was happening with MFAX when they first came out. Y'all know I said I was with the Black Militia Nation at one time. And then, you know, he started linking up with MFAX you know, I didn't know nothing about him. I saw him by him being, you know, the commander. I saw him, you know, down in Stone Mountain. I'm like, okay, cool, okay. I didn't know nothing about it. I saw the pictures on Facebook. I'm like, okay, cool, goddamn. Black folk rising up, okay, this the thing right here. So, you know, I'm trusting, you know, his leadership. So, but it was some brothers when I went to work and I was telling them about it. They was like, you know, they and these messianics. And I'm like, and I know they don't get into stuff like that. They was like, hey, man, that dude Grandmaster J, bro, dude, the agent. I don't even know. I ain't never heard of Grandmaster J. I really ain't never heard of him at that time. I'm like, he's a who? So, oh, man. And I'm just thinking they just saying some old, they just some old scary-ass dude. They just going to wait on Jesus. Y'all hear, I did some shows on there. Y'all just going to wait on Jesus, what they call Yahweh Shai. That's all y'all want to do, wait on Yahweh Shai. Y'all ain't trying to get out here, man, get in the community, man, do nothing. Man, we had it out. We had some goddamn heated discussions about this stuff. I said, man, the white man don't give a goddamn, man, he'll shoot that goddamn Bible out y'all hand, bro. Y'all just want to wait on Jesus to come back, a.k.a. Yahweh Shai. Man, I'm telling you, we were going at it. I said, man, we got to get out in our community and do what they doing, man, and strap up and so-and-so. And protect our community. But they was telling me, but see, I didn't at the time, because see, I'm in the militia. There's something I'm passionate about. You know what I'm saying? I've been through the training and all of this stuff. You know, I was a second in command and all of this old type of stuff. So just something I really love and something I do. So when they were saying it, it didn't resonate because I didn't even know dude. But then it was something after they told me, and it wasn't just because they told me. I said, oh, it was just something to start like, hey, man. You need to peep out, look at dude, research dude. So I started just sitting there one night, man, like 1-2 in the morning, just researching him, Grandmaster J. And I seen that he was running for president at one time and started all of this stuff. I seen he's ran under, he had a Facebook page, John Fitzgerald Johnson, under the Democratic ticket. Y'all know that when he said the Democratic ticket, for me, that was like, wait a minute, red light. God damn it, warning. But anyway, that's besides the point. And I started seeing some stuff he had on there. He's supposed to be running for president and had Michelle Obama as his vice president. I seen some pictures with him standing behind Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. And I'm like, whoa, God. And it was like that's the CIA. Y'all know how Secret Service be standing behind the president as they walk. And that's how the pictures were. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. But it's just other stuff that I started seeing. And I was like, something ain't right with this shit. But I went along with it for a minute because everything wasn't there yet. Everything wasn't linking up with it. And I told him, but when it finally did, I went to the commander with it. And I was like, hey, man, this is what I saw, and I'm seeing this here and so-and-so. And he's like, nah, man, he cool. Everything good, brother. Everything is everything on the up and up. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But he constantly trying to convince me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to ride it out for a minute. You know, I'm going to see. Then it started seeing more and more. It's like, oh, hell no. I'm not rocking with this motherfucker, bro. Excuse me, y'all. So I'm not rocking with this bud, man. Bro, hell no. I'm not fucking with dude. Sure enough, that was when they went down to, Kentucky. Supposed to have been marching for our good sister, Breonna Taylor, and the damn fools got to shooting themselves and all of this stuff. I'm like, oh, no, bro. Hell no. I'm not rocking with this fool. Not rocking with this. So it was a lot of truth that was going on with that, man. See, at the time, like I said, when the brothers just started telling me, I didn't want to hear it. That's the whole point I went to this story. I didn't want to hear it. Because why? I was affiliated with a militia, and he's coming out talking about he's a militia. And even though there's something I'm passionate about, like I said, I used to go to the training all the time. I was passionate about it. I rose up through the ranks and all of this stuff, man. But then somebody trying to tell me, hey, man, this dude, man, that dude right there, bro, hey, he ain't straight. Hey, y'all, hey, bro, you can say all you want about us and it's about when you're high with your, hey, but that dude right there, you get through with all that shit, bro, he ain't straight. And sure enough, hey, I didn't want to hear it. The truth wasn't, it wasn't friendly to me at that moment. I didn't want to hear that shit, bro, what they talking about. I was just a scary-ass dude. But it, hey, but, you know, so sometime, man, you know, this truth, I told y'all, man, sometimes the truth don't come in a pretty package. The truth don't come in a pretty, nice, boxed-up box, man, with the nice little bow on top and shit like that, like the Christmas present we talking about. It don't come like that. The truth can come in the ugliest goddamn shape, the box. It can come unboxed, fall out the sky like a goddamn meteorite, hit you upside your goddamn head, The truth just is the truth. It's just like Eric would say, the truth just butt naked. It is what it is. It just flat foot, booty butt naked sometimes. And sometimes the truth will hurt you like a mother sucker. Especially when you ain't looking for it like that. You're basing your life on certain things. And that's what you are. We're passionate about what we into. But certain things, when somebody's trying to tell you about a person, like some of these organizations, some of these leaders, somebody can tell you about some of these leaders that started it. Some of the information might be great. You take what you can get out of it. Some of the information might be great. But when these motherfuckers start talking about they God and all this bullshit, now that's when you got to bag the fuck away. Then you got to bag like, hold on, fuck this. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, nigga. Like, it's like, as you say, Farad Muhammad said, I ain't mean to say the N word, y'all, but like they said, Farad Muhammad said in the lessons, he came to America to save the black man and woman from the beast and this, that, and free us and all of this. And you know, we might have some old people said the same thing. They came here, and anybody that come to this hill, they come in and say, I'm the God. I'm coming here to America to save the black man and woman from their oppressor. I'm coming here to save y'all from the clutches of this white man who been beating y'all ass down, who been doing this. I'm come here to destroy him. I'm finna get rid of him off the planet. And then next thing you know, you see that person, they ass. Next thing you know, you see them in the news. They going to jail for 100 and some many years, or they don't got killed. Like, wait a minute. Hold up, Doc. Wait, God damn. I thought you was God that come to save us. How you get killed? How this beast kill you? I thought you were God. God damn. Every story I ever heard about a God, God conquered. God manifested. God ruled. He was all powerful. He whooped the devil's ass. He whooped everybody else's ass. But how is it y'all gods that come here in human form? Y'all getting y'all ass whooped every time. Damn. Y'all make the... Boy, if this devil thing... Now, I ain't saying I believe in the devil thing. But this devil thing... He's a bad mother sucker. He undefeated. He don't want the playoff. He don't want the NBA playoff. He don't want the Super Bowl. This mother don't want the goddamn Stanley Cup. He went in the French opening, the goddamn Wimbledon. He went in every goddamn trophy it is. All y'all gods that don't came here talking about you come to save us. Why y'all keep getting y'all ass kicked? God damn. No wonder everybody, goddamn it, like Lil Nas X, goddamn it, going Team Satan. I don't know what he going to Team Satan. Because y'all motherfucker coming, excuse me, y'all. When y'all coming here talking about y'all God, y'all getting y'all ass kicked. No wonder nobody want to believe in the Most High God no more. No one. Oh, I see why. Oh, shit. I see why. Because God getting his ass whipped too much. Yeah, God getting his ass whipped. Who want to be on the losing team? Who want to be on the losing team? Yeah, as best as black God, get his ass toe up. Now, the white God might be winning. The black God getting his ass toe up. Excuse me, no homo by that meaning, that saying either. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. God damn. But damn, man, y'all got to stop that, bro. Y'all stop them motherfuckers at the front door. As soon as they get to hollering about that old bull crap like that, talking about God, I'm God. I'm the God of the universe. I come to save y'all. But why the fuck we still in our condition if y'all come to save y'all? Y'all end up disappearing. Farad end up disappearing. All these motherfuckers in these dudes, God in flesh. Dr. York, I don't know. I don't remember hearing him saying it. I don't remember now. But I started hearing brother talking about he's the angel Michael. He's so-and-so. Look what a brother is. And we still getting our ass whooped. Well, not all of us. We ain't literally getting it whooped. But black people still saying the same old shit that they say they come to free us from. Shit still happening. What happened to your plan, God? Huh? What happened to your God in flesh? What happened to your plan? If your job was to come here to save the black man and woman here in the wilderness of North America, what happened? It got derailed. Oh, you didn't think this God over here, this devil over here, this beast had enough power. You didn't think he was powerful enough. But he sent your ass packing. We ain't seen you no more. Y'all better stop letting these folk fool y'all with this shit, man. Get the knowledge you can get, right? Get the knowledge you can get. But stop believing in these motherfuckers, man, with all these terms, they God and all this bullshit. You God, okay, you know, I understand you the ruler of your household. You the ruler, you the leader of your household or whatnot, or your little empire. True enough. True indeed. You're supposed to be anyway. I'm going to say a lot of you are, but you're supposed to be. But now again, like I said, y'all want to turn that over to the women now. Y'all want to turn that over to the women. The black woman is God. You want to turn that shit over to the black woman now. So that y'all even want to get away from that shit now. But anyway, so you keep listening to that bullshit and falling down that line. That's why y'all going to keep on our children. Our children are continually going to get messed over. Motherfuckers going to keep on teaching them bullshit. And it ain't going to get no better if we keep on with all this bullshit like we're doing. Listen, I know you want to, you can believe in whatever you believe in to a degree, to the degree. Quit believing in these motherfuckers like that, man. You know, y'all people get on us somehow the spook God or whatnot, a mystery God. I ain't believing in no motherfucker coming down here telling me he's doing something. The motherfucker, he getting his ass whooped. At least that much. But y'all got to get with some discipline, man. Get with some shit that's going to discipline your life. Because some of these cats, they leave some things in organizations. And I ain't going to get deep into it like I want to. But some of the people don't left some organization, left some stuff. Because they didn't want to be disciplined. And they want to teach this undisciplined-ass doctrine to the babies. To the baby. And y'all wonder why a lot of the youth today in certain places, they are so undisciplined. Wild as hell. Wild as fuck. Because some of the things they got into. So we want to say, you know, we took some of these lessons to the babies. Well, hell, the nation had babies in it. They got junior FOI. They had junior FOI. They had junior FOI. When Malcolm left the nation, did Malcolm go out back in the street when that separation happened with Brother Malcolm? Did Malcolm go back in the street doing wrong? Going back to the drug, messing with the women in prostitution. No, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad them feared, I got to tell it. And then they said that he feared, even his son, Wallace Dean Muhammad, had even said, and they fearing that a lot of the people was going to leave with Brother Malcolm, lead the nation. He was building up something. He was building up something, man, that really helped the people. They wanted to get their hands dirty, mean get out in the community and do some things. But they were handcuffed. Now, the nation did some great things, far as, you know, like they're taking their brothers off the drugs and all of that stuff. But far as Malcolm, they wanted to get involved in real social issues and stuff, right? That's what they want to really get into. But anyway, so the brother didn't go back in the street. He didn't go back out there messing with white women. He didn't go back out there doing drugs and none of that stuff. Because he took that teaching, man, for real and had a real life-changing thing. And that's why they wanted to get rid of the brother. That's why they wanted to get rid of him. He didn't do like some other brother that he went back out in the goddamn street and started back smoking cigarettes and hanging around in all in bullshit places, shooting craps and all that bullshit. That wasn't Malcolm. And you say, well, that's Malcolm, brother. That ain't got nothing to do with everybody else. Well, how you going to go from, oh, man, how you going to go from saying you being righteous, go back into unrighteous? And then you want to take the shit to the babies? And then you wonder why you got a fucked up ass generation? Let me play something else. Let me get on something else, man. I don't know, I'm stepping on some goddamn toes. It's out of love, man. Fuck this, man. I'm telling y'all, man, it's time out for the bullshit. Just straight out like that. You believe what the fuck y'all want. Y'all want to stay on these motherfucking drugs. You want to do all this other ignorant ass shit. And you wonder why our situation will never change. Like I said, they're keeping you sedated under these fucking drugs and alcohol, the pills. When that drug problem hit the white folk neighborhood, what Trump them did? With that opioid epidemic, they know they were doing it. But when it got out of hand, they're like, oh, we got to stop this shit. Oh, hell no. They shut the manufacturers down. Y'all ain't finna make this shit no more. No, Johnson & Johnson, whoever else. No, y'all ain't finna make this goddamn opioid. Oh, no, sir. Y'all fucking up you fucking got too many white folks depending on drugs. We can't keep running this shit like this here, man. We can't keep running this shit, man, all high and shit. It's all stoned out. No, we can't do this. You can't think straight. You're going to get these Negroes going to get cleaned up, and they're going to be running shit. Nope. Get your ass off these drugs. Get off these drugs. See, And I was reading this book, and it was saying, like, even when back in the day, they were talking about just say no. Just say no campaign they had out. What was that? I think that was going back with Nancy Reagan. They weren't talking about the goddamn black children. It wasn't talking about just the black children. It was talking about white folks. The white people clean their ass up. See, when these drug problems hit too hard in their community, they're going to do something about it. They're going to do something about it. What do we do? Nothing. Nothing. We're glad. We're glad they so-called legalizing this shit. We're glad that we want to legalize it. I say no. I say no. Yeah, I'm saying no. I said, just say no. I'm saying no. Because I see the severity of it. I see when these cats, like I'm saying, some of these dudes that be out there wearing work, when they get to smoking that shit, they don't even want to get out and do a damn thing. They want to just sit their ass in the truck and just, like, say, so you just mellow out. You saying, no, I said, some people say, man, you can't function. I can't, well, I damn near can't function without it. I'm saying, a lot of y'all ain't functioning with the motherfucker. You ain't functioning when you use it. And this is how you want it. You just be slumped out, just chilling. This is what they want you. You can't fight black man when you goddamn it sedated. You under the influence. Listen, they tell you what they say. He was under the influence of maybe a drug and alcohol. You were under the influence. You was under the guidance. You was under the control of something other than yourself. We need to learn how to get under control ourselves. Quit letting other shit control you. I want to play something here. Let me jump off this right here. And I want to play a little something right here going with Black Lives Matter. My brother had sent me this one morning about 1 o'clock in the morning. My brother, Brother Ty used to be calling to the show. He sent me this. He's like, man. It was funny, and I talked to him the next day, though. He like, man, you was saying this shit, bro. And it ain't about me, y'all. It's just about the truth. It's just about the truth. It ain't about me. I ain't saying this to hype myself up. Y'all know damn that. But he was like, man, you have been preaching this shit. He was like, man, you've been preaching this shit for like 10 years, ain't you? I like, you know, he was exaggerating. But like, you been saying this stuff, brother, and here it is. See, like I said, we sometimes, man, you don't want to hear it because, again, see, they're going to play us as so-called black people because they have an agenda themselves, and they always use you. I remember my elders saying how they use us as scapegoats. Again, they always try to use the black man and woman as the scapegoat. And even with all this black social issues and shit they're doing, they're using us again to further another agenda that they have. It's to ride, like the civil rights movement. We thought this whole civil rights movement was built on and predicated about freeing black people, giving them equality, giving them a fair deal. No. Look how everybody else is benefiting. It had benefited and have benefiting off of it. And I got on one of my amigos, Hispanic brother one time, and he was talking about something. He like, man, you're always complaining, man. You always complaining. Because, you know, they could just go along and get along. But they down there, you know, they white folk going to, you know, accept them anyway. That's why they saying they're going to be the majority in the country. And he just went where he made me snap on his ass. And he's a good brother, amigo. But I told him, I said, man, hold on. Let me tell you something. Don't you ever let me hear you say that shit out of your mouth again. I said, man, y'all, I said, what y'all do? Y'all miss get over here. They'll say anything to you. I said, man, especially you. They'll say anything to you. They be trying to dog you out, do it. You don't say a damn word. I said, man, today, y'all wouldn't be able to have the benefits of the things you having today if it wasn't for black folks out there marching and fighting for what they got during the civil rights. That's why you able to be able to partake in what you have because of what our people are suffered and went through. Don't you ever let me hear you say no shit like that out of your mouth again. Excuse me, Elder, for the profanity. Don't let me hear you say it out your mouth no more. Don't ever fix your mouth to tell another black man that no damn more in your life. Oh, my friend, I'm sorry, my friend. He backed down because that's true. They are benefiting off a lot of things that we have partaken in today and why we have fought for. Everybody else can just walk in the door down because of what the black man and woman have fought so hard for. Saying freedom, just inequality, but everybody else is getting that. And what we still doing, hollering the same shit. They'll give you a little bit. Like I said, that brother Herman Ferguson made a peace and blessing be upon his soul that came on Culture Freedom some years ago with Mama Pearl and myself, the ancient newcomer, Peace of Mama Pearl. And like he said, I like that what he talked about. He had mentioned that, and I've heard Malcolm say it too, but he had said, just because somebody have, if they stick a knife in your back 9 inches, they stick a knife in your back 9 inches, and they pull it out an inch. You say there's progress. That's not progress. The progress is when they take the whole goddamn knife out of your back, and then that way you can, you know, sew it up and whatever, and then you can start to heal. But as long as they have that knife in your back and move it an inch every so often, you will never heal. That's not progress, because you will never heal. That knife will always continue to be in your back. So they, until all of these things are just out the way, we'll never be able to heal. When you just slowly give us, okay, here y'all, the crumbs right here. Heal a little something right here. You'll never heal. So that's where to go. But going back to the Black Lives Matter, here, I'm going to just play this right fast, sisters and brothers. They're showing how now, like you said, man, like the blues song said, everything is out in the opening about Black Lives Matter. Let's get it.
This week on Fox and Friends, mothers of police shooting victims called out Black Lives Matter for profiting from their grief, and a former chapter leader, the group's priorities are totally misplaced.
These people feel like our children are being slaughtered on the streets, and they can put a hashtag up or say their name and put a picture up and reciprocate benefits, but don't want to help.
They should have dealt with the advocacy, the healing, the love of those mothers for first before anything occurred other than rioting in the streets.
I always ask folks, how can Black Lives Matter if Black minds don't matter? BLM has been co-opted. They've been co-opted by teachers' unions.
Bob Woodson is the founder of the Woodson Center, which launched Voices for Black Mothers United. It's a group that gives a platform to the mothers who have lost their children to neighborhood violence. Bob, thank you so much for joining the program. I want to pick up where Rashad left. He's been quite critical of the group. He helped found one of the local chapters, and he says that their message is essentially anti-Black, what we teach in our households. That's different from Black Lives Matter, little b, the organization is not teaching the values that we teach in our homes.
In fact, they are just the opposite. They are really getting paid to solve a problem that they help create. They are like a parasite on the rich legacy of the civil rights movement, and they're using it for political purposes. But also what they're doing is they are promoting values that were essential for Blacks who survived slavery and discrimination and racism. And that is the self-determination, the centrality of the nuclear family. All of these things are opposed by Black Lives Matter. They separate work from income. They separate rights from responsibility. They make victimization the new drug of choice in Black America. And it is self-defeating. And they're attacking the police. And as a consequence, the murder rate in those communities continues to skyrocket.
Oh, I got to go back. I got to go back a little bit. Because he said something else about victimhood. Remember we talked about that, the critical race theory. We talked about the critical race theory a while back. And then we talk about the Black victimhood. Now, we're not saying that nothing, these things are not happening. Certain things are not happening to us. Discrimination and things of this nature not happening. But a lot of things do put a lot of people into that victimhood mentality. You can't move forward. You can't do nothing because of your Blackness, because you're Black. They make you think that nothing, you can't achieve a damn thing because you were Black. It's just like me. I probably got about 3 or 4 time felon. And if I believe that bullshit that they really did put out, well, you can't do nothing because you got a felon, John Ray, or you're not going to be this because of your record. Man, I'll be sitting around here miserable as hell. Well, there ain't nothing I can do, brother. I can't go to the store to even buy a goddamn sandwich because I got a background. I can't do this. I can't go provide for my family because of my background. If I believe in that bullshit, like, hey, man, ain't nothing can stop me but me. I don't care what obstacles they got in my goddamn way. Listen, I got to find a way. Either go through it, go around it, go beside it, or go under it. I got to find a way. Don't just stand there and look at the goddamn wall because the wall ain't going to move. They put it there for a reason. So it's like, oh, goddamn. It's like even at the border, when they put up the wall for the Migos and the people that's trying to come in America, they find a way to get around it. They be digging all kind of holes and all kind of tunnels to get through that on it. A lot of them have done it. Even though the wall is there, they found the way to get through it. There was an obstacle from stopping them to get into America, but they found the way to get through. So no matter what, if it's racism, white supremacy out here, goddamn it, a lot of our people, we talk about Tulsa, the thing that happened in Tulsa, the anniversary. in the thick of racism, they found a way to get around those obstacles of racism, even though it ended up in the end, things happened, but still, they wouldn't have never got to build up what they had if they had to listen to all that and just stayed there. Well, y'all ain't nothing but niggers. You niggers can't do nothing in America with Jim Crow and so-and-so. They never would have got what they had. We never would have been talking about a Black Wall Street, a no success story like we had if they would have believed it. And they was in the thick of racism. So a lot of this shit do, it teach you victimhood, that you can't do nothing. You will never achieve enough because of your blackness. And then have a lot of people don't go out here and do a goddamn thing because we feel that the so-called white man is going to hold me down. He's going to take this from me. He ain't going to let me do shit because I'm black. So it do produce a lot of victimhood, a lot of victimization, I mean.
Responsibility. They make victimization the new drug of choice in black America. All of these things are opposed by Black Lives Matter. They separate work from income. They separate rights from responsibility. They make victimization the new drug of choice in Black America, and it is self-defeating. And they're attacking the police, and as a consequence, the murder rate in those communities continues to skyrocket at a time when Black mothers are demanding that the police be re-energized and supported.
Bob, the conversation was supposed to be equal justice under the law. When did you notice that there was a turn in that conversation?
From the very beginning, right after up in Minnesota with George Floyd, when they talked about their championing the cause of black justice, but immediately they migrated from there to attacking the nuclear family as being Eurocentric and therefore racist. Then they went to rioting in Portland, Oregon, where they burned the American flag and also desecrated the cross, saying that the Christian cross is a symbol of white supremacy. They quickly migrated from social justice of blacks and turned to their real agenda, and that is denigrating the values and virtues of this nation. Again, using the black communities and the cause, legitimate concerns that people may have. There are 94% of blacks killed are killed by other blacks.
Say,
and yet they conveyed another.
Hold up. I know he didn't just say what I think he said. Hold up. Wait a minute.
94% of blacks killed are killed by other blacks.
Yes, he did. He said what I thought he said. Damn. Is that true, y'all? Is that true? Oh, wait a minute. Well, Black Lives Matter wait a minute. Well, like you said, and where is Black Lives Matter where are they at? Where's the marching? Where's the protest? Where's the outcry when we're seeing all of this murder that's happening? Like I said, four people just got gunned down within an hour just the other day just here in Memphis. And then somewhere else, hell, five people got gunned down just the other day, all at one in one spot got gunned down. And this wasn't no white police. It wasn't no white police, and he wasn't white folks. These were black folks did this here, huh? So wait a minute, where's the goddamn, now there's a brother here in Memphis. I can tell y'all about the group that I sometimes be out there with. It's called Freedom from Unnecessary Negative. Now that group, he goes out and his whole thing is talking about gun violence. He's out there all the time and doing stuff. But when they have rallies, a rally about gun violence, Black Lives Matter, he not there. Now, because we talk about in the black neighborhood. Now, this is happening in the black neighborhoods where they go out and have these rallies and things like that. Black Lives Matter, if they matter, wouldn't you think that they would collaborate with this brother? Because it's happening in the black neighborhoods. It's happening in the black community. They don't be out there. You don't even see a Black Lives Matter shirt, hat, nothing. When it comes down to that, they nowhere to be found because it's not about truly about saving black lives. That's not the mission.
They conveyed a notion that this is just a reverse. They're vilifying the police. Police are withdrawing from these communities as a consequence. Murder rates are going up.
I got to ask you, Bob.
This ripoff has to stop.
It does have to stop. I go to these communities, many of them, like a community I grew up with, where these parents are grieving. They want help. But there's absolutely no media coverage at all. Why is that?
And that's because the media is complicit, and so are the civil rights leaders, and so are the members of the Black Caucus. They're complicit in their silence in not protecting black people. But we have, Black Lives Matter has spawned a whole race grievance industry. That's why.
Yeah.
That you get millions of dollars people conducting racial audits. The fact is that Coca-Cola and other companies are prospering upper-income blacks. Anytime you generalize about a group of people and try to apply remedies, the benefit always goes to those at the top.
Yeah.
So
let me stop for 1 second because I just thought about something. He was talking about the civil rights movement, right? The civil rights leaders. Now, you know, we got to throw Al Sharpton in there. Oh, yeah, we got to throw Al Sharpton. That's why I said Al Sharpton is like the ambulance chaser, but he just a police chaser. He just a police chaser when they get that call. Oh, another black man just got shot down by the police. Uh-oh, here come Al and Ben Crump. Ben and Al and Ben is on the way. You know that cartoon or whatever the hell it was, they had to say that. Al and Ben, they on their way. But they always talking about what police brutality and all of this bullshiggity. But where the fuck they voice is at, right? When this brother's talking about 97% of black people are killing each other. Where are they at on that cry? Where are they at on that cry? Oh, they nowhere to be found. Ain't no money involved in that. Ain't no money. They not finna get paid for that. They not finna get paid for black folk killing black folk. Ben Crump can't get no $1 million settlement out of that shit. He can't get it. Al can't get no cut out of it either. Ain't no money in there. Ain't no money in black on black crime. Nobody, unless you own the justice system, unless you own the private prisons or something. Oh, yeah, that's some money. But these damn people like that, they can't make no money out of that shit. Let's get out here and keep the racist shit. Let's jump into the racism because that's where the money is involved. That's where the publicity is. We can get on television and talk about white folks killing us. White folks, and I'm not trying to water it down, y'all, and play it down. But you got to tell the goddamn other truth, the unfriendly goddamn truth about this, man, the unfriendly truth about it. They are not giving a fuck about it. They don't want it to stop. Because if these things stop, if the police brutality really stops, what Al am going to get their money from? What Al going to talk about on his radio show? Not just Al, but what the fuck Ben Crump going to do then? What is he going to do then? When the police stop shooting people down, black men down like that, what is he going to do then? Where he going to get his money from? What he going to do? What the fuck he going to do? Like in a lot of them, like in these towns, they tell you about we got to stop crime in the city. They know goddamn well they be lying, these mayors and the police chiefs, because number one, if the crime stopped, if they stopped, if the crime went down to 20%, if it may be 100 right here in this city, nah, that's too much right there, something right. It's 85%. The crime rate is 80-something% now. If they got it dropped down to like, shit, I don't know, 10%, 15%, that's a lot of people. Some people finna lose their jobs. The damn deputy jailers finna lose some jobs. Hell, the bail bombing finna be slow as hell. They probably finna close down some bail bombing. It's a lot of people, the police, they ain't gonna need that many police no more because they ain't that much crime going on no more. Now you can cut back. Now y'all can defund. Now you can cut back. Put that budget somewhere else because they too. You think they really want that shit to happen? Hell no. Hell to the no. So Adam don't really want nobody to stop killing each other, man. They can't make no money, dog. They can't make no money, bruh.
Middle class blacks who are lawyers and well-trained will profit from this outpouring of support, while low-income moms in these communities will suffer.
It's not right, Bob, and we have to be consistent on the issue. When the state abuses its power, we have to investigate that, hold them accountable. When people in our community kill each other, we got to hold them accountable. And when people target cops unfairly, we got to hold them accountable. It has to be equality across the board. Thank you so much for coming on the program. Bob's new book, Red, White, and Black, Rescuing American History from Revisionist and Race Hustler, is now available. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
All right. Yes, sir. That's the end of that one. But yeah, that's it's just facts, man. We got to deal with this shit, the facts, bro. Hey, like I tell y'all, man, I don't give a fuck. If it hurt, it hurt. If it's the truth, it's the truth. No matter. I told you, the truth don't come in no pretty package. It don't come in no pretty bow. It don't come with no nice bow on top. It's not pretty. It don't taste good sometimes. But it is what it is. See, we've been told a lot of time, man, a lot of people are enemies. Other people outside of so-called black race our enemy. But we never look at this goddamn black devil. We never look at the people that's in our neighborhoods that's just your goddamn enemy too. Oh, we got to stop all this bullshit. Like black people, man, we just, man, oh, we just got to get along with each other because we in black skin. Where have they ever done that at in history, throughout history? What they've done that at? Show me some black nations. Show me some nations in history where they wasn't going up against each other. Hell, I remember even watching Shaka Zulu. Shaka Zulu told him you got to get down and lay down. He was the real estate property before goddamn Jay-Z them. He was Jay-Z them before Jay-Z them in that movie State Property. You got to get down and lay down, dog. Y'all going to get down and lay down with the Zulus. He was a real goddamn get down and lay down. Even, oh, man. So we got to stop this bullshit, man. Stop all the bullshit for real. And we got to talk about the problem. See, a lot of things, we don't want to talk about the problem because, like I said, we give black folk passes. Like I said, like the brother man I told you, saying about earlier. Want to get mad because somebody ain't gonna dump his garbage. Now I gotta be all kind of B words and all this type of stuff. And now see, this is simple shit, bro. Come on, pay your bill, pay somebody to dump your shit, or just know how to communicate and just say, hey brother, hey man, y'all do me a favor, bro, and get this for me, bro. Y'all don't mind doing that? Learn how to fucking communicate. But all that other shit like that, bro, get your ass knocked off, doc. But see, you had the right mind. You had the right brother that day. You had the right brother. That one, that foolishness no more. And I don't know because I got to go back. I got to go back there tomorrow. Go right back there tomorrow. But whatever happened, happened. Because all I just, whenever saying, like I said, man, the fool come out shooting. I was like, I was standing there like I said, Most High, is this the way I'm going to have to go out on the back of the garbage truck? That's all I said. Most High, that's like I got to go out on the back of the garbage truck. Like, wow, that's it. But, bro, it is what it is, man. Be some silly-ass fools out here, man. Half of them, I tell you, man, they on these motherfucking drugs and this crazy-ass murder music. Bro, it's hard dealing with these folks, man. It's hard dealing with this. So, yeah, we got to deal. And I run across more ignorant shit with our people. And I'm not trying to beat us down. Like I tell y'all, I'm trying to beat us down. I'm trying to build us up. But we got to tell the fucking truth and quit romanticizing this shit, man. Tell the fucking truth. We got bad behavior. We got bad behavior. I deal with more about, like, I see more bad shit that's happening with, I don't, like I told y'all, I don't see no fucking Klan riding through the neighborhood. If it's systematic racism, it may be. But I don't see it. I don't deal with it. Like, I deal with ignorant shit going around here, gunshots every damn day. Other shit you got to deal with. Disrespectful ass black folks trying to steal your shit and take your shit and all other kind of stuff. That's what I deal with. That's what, not just me, but that's what I deal with. That's what I deal with because that's all I'm around. And I be in other neighborhoods with, white folks and all this shit. But that's the thing that we are seeing that's happening. And like you're saying, man, where's Black Lives Matter them? They so into saving black lives. Why aren't they putting out things about it? Like I said, them mothers, when their children are getting killed by the police, where are they at? Are they paying or anything to try to help that black family get some, like I said, because some of them mothers, man, probably need therapy. Are they doing anything to help them? What are they doing to help them as far as the therapy part? Or what are they doing to try to help them, probably with funeral costs or anything? Because they'll just come out in March and shit and get millions of dollars off of it. And we understand that a lot of it that you see, like I said, white folks out there hollering Black Lives Matter too. That's how you already know it's some bullshit. And like I said, it was about how did they end up going about talk about police brutality to start targeting black families, talking about the nuclear family, getting rid of the structure of the nuclear family, the man, what we always knew as the mother, the father, and the child. That's a no-no. We got to get rid of that. We got to get rid of that. That's, you got to get rid of what they call it. They call it it was on their website. It was this westernized family structure, what they call the nuclear family, westernized. Hell, they didn't start in the goddamn West. But you got to get rid of that. We don't need no, you can have a family without the father and the mother and the child. You can have a family without that. you can have a child, you know, with two women. You can adopt a baby, and, you know, y'all can, two women, y'all can adopt a baby. You're two men, y'all can adopt a child. We don't, it's the standard family that we know, that Adam and Eve thing, you know, with Adam and his wife Eve and her two children, Cain and Abel. Now, we don't, no. You don't need that. Let's get Stephen and Stephen. Let's get Amelia and Amanda. That's the nuclear family. That's the new family structure right there. That's what it is today. We don't need that. That right there, man, it's poor. Time have changed. We don't get out of the past. That's things of the past. Get rid of that. So a lot of the stuff, man, I'm telling y'all, man, we got to think about a lot of stuff that, like, everything that they did in the past, they will say it was a no-no, don't do. Everything today is okay to do. Everything is okay to do. And if you speak out against it, man, they're going to come at you. They're going to ban you. They're going to stop you from trying to do it. Like, especially social media, they're going to ban you. You can't say shit on YouTube, certain shit you can't say. To my demonetize you, if you ain't worried about monetizing, they might just take your damn channel down. Or YouTube, like Facebook, will ban you from saying shit, posting shit. Hey, man, it's the time. The truth is truth ain't no friend. Truth is not a friend to those who don't want the truth out there. You can tell lies all goddamn day long, spread it all over the internet. But when you try to put that truth out there, no, sir. No, sir. You better not try to put nothing that really truly going to be the truth to wake the people up. Now, you can use a little truth mixed with falsehood if it's going to misguide the people. And if it's going to misguide the people, then that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they are doing. So if we really think that they are now just believing that racism's been wrong and what all we have done to black people in America, times has changed. We need to change with the times. So we need to, you know, be kind to black folks now. Y'all really think they goddamn it? Y'all really think that's what it is now? You really think that? White folks is not finna delinquish. I'm trying to use some big Jesse Jackson word. Delinquish their power or give up their power. Just like let you come on in and start running shit. Or even give you the power equal to them. No. That's why they said they're going to let the Mexicans run this motherfucker before they let you come up there and rise through the ranks. That's what, again, they saying the Hispanic population going to be the majority in the United States. And what, 20, 30 or something like to that degree? Not you. Because they know damn well they're closest to the whites as they can get. They're close to being white as they're going to get. So they're going to let them, they'd rather let them run it before they let you. So, you know, we can believe that. But they want us to help them to bring in their new plan or whatever they're trying to do. It's just utilizing our plight, our struggle to do that, to do it. Like I said, you go back and look at the civil rights thing again. What they was talking about, the Equality Act is going to fall under the civil rights movement. We know what the so-called civil rights movement was supposed to be about, black people trying to get equal justice. Now, that's a crazy shit right there. I might come back to that about a fair treatment and all of this type of stuff. If I got to pay the same fair fee that you pay, I should get the same thing. I shouldn't have to go through the back door. I shouldn't have to, you know, go piss in a separate restroom and all of this whole type, this crazy stuff. Hey, we want fair treatment. But so, and now it's under the banner, like, so now, you know, you got LGBT and that whole alphabet soup thing riding off the ways of that. So it's no longer really going to be about black people, so-called black people in America being unjustly, things happening to them, discrimination and none. That whole thing now is about your sexuality, your gender preference. It has nothing to do with a black person, a so-called black person getting his civil rights violated. It ain't going to be nothing about that. It's going to be about somebody didn't call you your proper pronoun, call you by your proper pronoun. Now, that's a civil rights issue. Not that he went upside your damn head because you just minding your business and he just smacked you upside your head because you were black and he was a white so-called European or Caucasian, and he smacked you upside your damn head because he couldn't stand you because of your skin complexion or because of your ethnicity or your nationality. It ain't going to be about that. The hell with that. He got the right to do that. That's his right. But if you violate and don't call me by my proper pronoun, I'm going to sue the hell out of you. I'm going to sue your ass, and you might end up going to jail. That's what the civil rights thing is going to be for now. That's what it's going to be about for now. That's what they're trying to get it to. So they, and if you're black and homosexual, you will benefit off of it. Oh, not if you black and you straight. That's the key. See, now here it is. Now, if you black, you're so-called black, and you are in part of that alphabet soup gang, so you'll benefit. You'll benefit off these new rules they got going down. But you're going to have to be part of the clique. Yeah. You got to, maybe I shouldn't have said clique. But no homo, y'all, none of that stuff. But that wasn't homo because that's a female thing. But you will be part. Slow it down, son, Ray. Slow it down. Cut it out. You will be part. You got to be part of the game for you to benefit. And that's what they're trying to do now, to benefit off of it. If you're black and a homosexual, you can benefit off of these things that they're doing today. But you got to be there. If you're heterosexual, oh, shit. You left out in the cold, Jack. You left out in the cold. You ain't getting nothing. No benefits for you. No benefits for you. No benefits for you. We're trying to destroy that because, number one, if you heterosexual, a man, straight black man, you might want to be a father and be in the household with your son, with your children. You might want to do that. You might want to have children and be there for your children as the head. We can't allow that. Number, you might be masculine. Oh, we can't have no masculinity. We can't have that masculinity. I ain't talking about you sideways, you bent, you a little bit, you know what I'm saying, man? You might go both ways, none of that shit. I mean, you straight up masculine male. You straight up. No, we can't have that shit there. That's an X. Check that box off. We can't do that. We can't have that. You just can't be no man. You can't be no lion. You can't be no roaring lion. Nope. Can't do that. You got to be a kitty cat. We need to hear a little goddamn kitty cat sound from you. Nope. You can't be that. We don't need no real masculine men. You got to be a kitty cat. You can't have this right here. We can't have none of this right here. So when you talk as a man, you growl. You know, men, goddamn it, we growl, and people think you angry. Like, that's why I said lion. When you got you that lion, you growl when you talk. Oh, he's too toxic, masculinity. He's too aggressive. He's too damn aggressive. He needs to tone down. Hey, man, you need to get in touch with your feminine side. You need to get in touch with your feminine side. Tone down, man. It's not that serious. We can't have that. So you ain't going to benefit. You can't benefit off of these new plans they got going down. This new society they want to put in play. You ain't going to benefit. You can't benefit. You don't fit in, brother. You don't fit in to the structure. Even my sisters, you don't fit in. You want a husband. You want a man, a black man, to have a black family. You got, you know, to be there and have that nuclear family. You don't fit into the benefit plan. You don't fit into the benefit plan. See, this job here has benefits. If you're able to put in an application and you meet the criterias, you get these certain benefits for this job. So if you don't fit these criterias, so you can't get the benefits. You don't get all the benefits that everybody else do. You might be on the job, but you ain't gonna get all these benefits because there's certain things you didn't actually meet the requirements. So we can't give you all the benefits. Yeah. So, but anyway. Like, and I was listening to, again, I think I said this on a couple other shows. Like I said, we're going to stay out. I'm going to get the hell out of here too, man. After a while, I ain't going to stay. I'm going to just do 2 hours and get on out of here. But there was some brothers of the ISUPK. I was listening to them about a week. Well, I was listening to them 1 week, and they was talking about this thing Clubhouse, the thing on Clubhouse. And they was talking about how they have groups on there. Well, black women are talking about how they need to move away from the black man. Yeah. They say they have a group. They have group on there where black women talk about how they need to move away and stop dating black men. Now, this is not one woman, not two sisters, but a group. They have a clubhouse group with these discussions talking about getting away from the black man. Mm. So the sisters are going along with the game. Oh, man. And that take me in this direction here. Now, I'm not telling y'all this story is actual fact, but this story you can take literal. We're just going to ride with the story. And it's just a story of mythology or mythos that's trying to teach something here. Going back to Adam and Eve again, right? Going back to the Adam and Eve story. Now, old Shaitan, or Satan, as it says in the Bible, and even in the Holy Quran, it said Iblis or Shaitan. Who did he approach? Who did he go to and approach? Wasn't it the woman? Now, wasn't it, according to the story now, wasn't the man told, the man, right? Wasn't he supposed to have been created first, right? So he was given all of these instructions and warnings and stuff, right? The man, right? So he was given instructions because he was the head. So he was given all these instructions. Then he created woman. So why didn't so-called the serpent or whatnot, or Satan or whatever, go to the man? Because he knew the instructions. He knew the rules. Why didn't he go to him and try to convince him, hey, man, you know what? You know what? Man, you know what God told you, man? Don't go eat that tree, bro. Hey, bro. He know better than that. Hey, bro, he was lying to you, bro. See, the reason he didn't want you to eat the tree is so-and-so XYZ. Now, notice that how the story, and I'm just saying this is a story. He didn't go to the man to convince him, even though the Most High told him. Who did he go to? He went to the woman. He went to the woman. The one that everybody want to say, the black woman is God, so he went to the woman. And that's why even today y'all look at it, even with the welfare system, who did they go to? Who are they going to get the man out of the home? Who get the head out of the house? They're going to the woman. Now she's telling you, using Karen White, Superwoman, and she's Beyonce, she's independent because they know how they can go to her just like a child. And I'm not calling women children. I'm not calling my sister y'all children. But they know that you're easily to be influenced. That's why they can go to you. That's why they're trying to say, and I can't go to that dude because he's too goddamn masculine. He might have a little toxic masculinity. He might punch me in my damn chest. I can't go to him. I can't deceive that brother like that. But let me go to this sister. I can get her. Baby, you know what? I heard you need a little money. I heard you need, see, your man ain't doing, you know, your man ain't putting it down right. Like, you know, hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? Like I can do. Let me help you out. I can pay a couple of bills to you. All you got to do is X, Y, Z. For real? Yeah, yeah. See, he gonna go to her because she's easily, he can deceive her. What they say, man, the woman is the weaker vessel. See, he can go to her and notice how it's always done. Now, let me tell y'all, even by, damn, I hate to use this analogy, but goddamn, I guess it's what I got right now. Do y'all see? Damn, it's a hell of an analogy, y'all. Prostitution. Like I told y'all, this is one hell of an analogy. Prostitution. Who are the main ones out here? Who's the main participant? Who's the main pimps? And who's the main whores? I mean, you know, I said prostitutes. Let me say it like that. Whore sounds so horrible. Women. If it was the other way, why isn't it the main? I know. I can't use that analogy. Yeah, damn, I take that back because I know why. But it was always the woman because I'm really going back, not because of what she has. I'm talking about the main manipulation. It's the manipulation part because the man, he got to get into her psyche because the woman ain't, you don't see no women out here pimping men. Do y'all see women out here pimping the men? They can easily go out here and catch a dude because you got dudes out here homeless. You got dudes out here such and such. And you got women out here pimps too now. But they who are they pimping? They got other women that pimp other women. Got women that pimp other women. Because there's certain things that they deal with the mind. And pimping is when you're dealing with the mind, you're dealing with the mind. Psychology. You got to just mess with their mind, especially when you catch them like the easy one. They talk about you got to get a woman to, you can get to put her on a stroll. Notice what they used to say about the pimps. he catch a girl, a young girl, a runaway or something, right? She already in a distressful situation, and here he come, like an old serpent, like that old serpent coming up to you. I can take care of you, babies, you know, son, so this and that, another, you know how it go. If y'all don't ask me, what's her name, Tariq Nasheed, teaching all that goddamn pimping and mac and shit he be doing. So I can't really listen to him either. But anyway, that's another whole story. But the woman, they always got to go to her. So it's still the same thing today, brothers and sisters. They're still saying that's why they're going to our sisters. Even you look at Black Lives Matter. Who were the so-called founders of Black Lives Matter? Who were the founders of so-called Black Lives Matter? Weren't it three so-called black women? The Me Too movement. Bam! The Me Too movement. Who was the so-called, who were the founders of Black Lives, the Me Too movement? It was some women. I mean, it was one sister out of Chicago. They got a Chicago. But she didn't have the angle, but she didn't have it like the women. The white women took that over and ran with that another whole way. But her thing wasn't like what they had when they started going after the mean, like Bill Cosby and shit. Hers wasn't going after people like that. They took that over. So I had to scratch hers out the list. We ain't going to use her. But we use Black Lives Matter. Look at those women. It was the women. So that's why they're going to constantly keep going after the women. It's just like that old thing, because this old serpent, this old human beast, he know who to go after. That's why they want to tell you we got to destroy the man. We got to destroy a strong black manhood. Shit, they even destroying white manhood now. Fuck it. They just getting rid. That's why you see the whole Me Too movement was just getting out, going out of these so-called rich, powerful, as they say, influential white men. So they even had attack on their side. But we're going to stay on our side of the fence, though. We ain't worried about them. We're going to stay on our side of the fence. But they were going after that. That's why they got to do it. And they're going to always keep utilizing our sisters. Again, when you even look at the transgender movement, who are they trying to – who is the whole transgender thing being targeted to? The whole transing thing, who is it transing? Who are they trying to transform? You, black men, you. Will Smith's son. Look at that. Look at all these brothers who they show when they talk about transgender. When I remember Joe Biden them started talking about, maybe talking about the Equality Act and protecting the transgender. They made sure they put it out there, because so many black transgender men, they said men, or transgender women are getting killed. They talk about dude who's so-called transforming into women or womanhood. However y'all figure that shit out, I don't know. They're still targeting you, black men. It's always to target you and destroy you. So you put transgender, we have targeted at all different angles. I told y'all about the poison snakes. So you hit them with the transgender movement. Make them turn real men. I don't know if it was real men, but turn men into women, transform their ass into women, put them on dresses and all that other shit. That's one way to destroy them. That's genocide. We know we ain't going to have no babies that way. Put their ass on drugs, like our brother Wesley Muhammad was doing the whole thing, talking about the with the weed and stuff they're putting in the weed to stop you, what you call that word, y'all, so you can't be fertile no more, really just have babies. I can't break down the terminologies right now, y'all, the scientific terminologies that he used, but it does that mess with your sperm count. So that's another way you won't be fruitful and multiplying. Transgendering and turning to women, smoking all these taking all these drugs, messing your sperm count up. That's one way to destroy the family. And just all type of ways, man, they're doing the welfare system. And when you do have one, you do get with a woman, have a baby. They want to say, well, you need a little assistant woman. Y'all have a hard time. Get him some welfare. You got to kick his ass out of there. So we get hitting at all angles, man. This snake boy, this snake biting his ass off. This snake a bad mother sucker. So here again, all my gods in human form, all my brothers want to say you God of the universe. Hey, man, why y'all ain't whooping this devil's ass? You God, you all-powerful God of the universe. You a bad mother sucker, boy. Man, ooh-wee, you ought to be stopping asteroids. You ought to be stopping these goddamn meteorites. You should be the one who controlling the weather. Not HAARP, not the so-called white man with HAARP. You ought to be the one controlling the fucking weather, because you the God of the fucking universe. You're supposed to be at it. Stop it, goddammit, these hurricanes, these earthquakes and shit, right? That's what God do, right? That's what he utilize. You're supposed to be able to use these natural elements to whoop his ass. You're supposed to be able to take them like they did Tulsa, Oklahoma. They said they bombed when they said they had a bomb Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're supposed to get them tornadoes and just get one of them tornadoes and sling it through one of them goddamn white neighborhoods and tear that motherfucker up. You the god of the fucking universe. I'm telling y'all what y'all say. I ain't saying that. Because I don't believe that. I don't believe that. So I'm just saying what people saying. You got that much power. Why? And you want to say that that's who you are. Why are you letting this fucking, excuse me, y'all, but why are you letting this fucking devil keep ruling like he doing, shooting your people down in the fucking street, and you want to let somebody tell you that's what you are? Why are you so fucking powerless, God? Why are you so fucking powerless? You got to wait on some motherfucking body else to come back to do it. See, when I even, like I said, I tell y'all, I got about 4 minutes, but when I even go into the Tanakh, one thing about this Tanakh, y'all say, well, we believe in the spook God, the Hebrew believe in the spook God. One thing about this, right, though, one thing about it, when I read this, I tell y'all several times, it always told like Moses or whatnot, right? It told Moses, you're going to have to do this. Y'all going to go into the land of Canaan. Y'all going to take that land. Y'all going to do this. You going to do this. Moses, you going to go free your people. I'm just telling you, give you inspiration, but you going to go free these people. I ain't coming down here to do a damn thing. I'm not coming in the mighty clouds of joy. I'm not coming in no spaceship. I'm not coming in on a bus. I'm not coming on a mountain bus. I'm not coming nowhere. Hey, you going to do it, Moses. So if we want to free our people, we want to do anything, we going to have to be the ones that do it. We might say we was influenced. God gave me the inspiration to do this. Man, he put this on my mind. But we're going to have to do it ourselves. I remember Dr. York said this here, man. The helping hand that you're looking for is at the end of your arm. Let me say it again, y'all. The helping hand that you're looking for is at the end of your arm. So anything that we need and anything we're going to get rid of and need to do, brothers and sisters, to free ourselves, we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to do it. So that's what I get out of the Torah. Said we're going to have to free ourselves. If we get ourselves in a situation, we're going to have to be the ones that get ourselves out of it. If we say, even the Hebrews, we say that we got into in America through slavery because of our disobedience. Well, brothers say the curses for the punishment. The way we're going to get out of it, we're going to have to do something to change it. We're going to have to be able to get ourselves out. Fix our community, we're going to have to change it. Fucking voting for a president or a senator or a congressman, voting ain't going to change a motherfucking thing for none of us. Voting ain't going to change shit for us. Look how 50 years or whatever many years we've been voting, look what we got. Look at our condition. Getting worse and worse. So we know the fucking voting ain't going to do it. We know that shit ain't going to do it. Voting for another old bastard-ass white man or whoever else to come in there and think he going to change this shit for you? If he was really going to change, they would have fucking been did. That's why they talk about reparations. They said they had a meeting to see a discussion just to talk about it. What the fuck to talk about? You don't need a goddamn meeting just to talk about. Should we give it? Let's show you the game. Y'all notice since they've been in there, they ain't no more talk about it, right? And no more talk about it. They in there now. So ain't no discussion. Fuck it, we know he ain't going to give y'all nothing. We just want to sit, you know, we can get in office and get the power. So like I was saying, man, about the voting thing, y'all, lay it out. I give a rat ass now about voting no more. I'm not trying to fight that bullshit. Maybe it was meant for them to take the motherfucker. You know, I want to think about it. I can say. So people are like, man, you got the right, man, so-and-so, bro. You got it. It was your right. Okay, they gave me the right. I did it. I went through the process. So I can say, man, well, you know what, bro? I went through the process before. You know what I'm saying? But now they took it. I'm not going to fight that shit, bro, because I don't – listen, the hell with that shit now. I'm not giving a fuck them, man. I'm not voting out for now one of these motherfuckers no more. Because when you vote for them, what would they do? They didn't do shit for you. So they can have that shit. They can have the voter registration. They can have all that shit now. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm not even finna try to stand up to fight for that shit. They can have it. But anyway, because that voting ain't going to do it. It's not going to do nothing for our people. Number one, our people got to want to do something for themselves, first of all. That's first and foremost. We got to want to do something for ourselves. Nobody else really can help you unless you get up and help your goddamn self. and foremost. Even when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in the message of the black man, God is respect the black man until the black man have respect for himself and kind first. Facts. Nobody respect, like even our black woman as he talked about. Nobody going to respect us as a nation until we have respect for our black women. Even when y'all look about it, man, look around. There's some prostitution tracks here in this city. They still have some here in this city. And you see brothers who talk about pimping. Now, I know white boys probably got strip clubs, and they say y'all legitimate pimps. But you look out on the street and you see who's out there prostituting on the street. Majority who you would see out there. I don't know about y'all neck of the woods. I can't speak on y'all neck of the woods. I'm just going to say in Memphis. I see our sisters out there. I see our sisters. There's a place we be driving through on our way to work. Not on our way to work. While we at work, we got to go to get on the expressway. There's a street called Lamar. If anybody y'all is familiar with Memphis, on Lamar and American Way. A lot of sisters out there, man, walking all time in the morning and shit out there prostituting. I might see about two white girls out there now and then. But most of you see our sisters. And everywhere you go, I just see most of our sisters out there. Our sisters out there, man. No nation going to respect us. We always talk about the black woman as God. We talk about the black woman. We can raise no higher as a nation until we have the black woman in her place. Nobody was going to respect us until we have, we just talked that mother of civilization. As long as that mother of civilization is she's out of her mind, she's not in her proper, we say her proper mind, her proper place as the mother, the one who birthed everybody into the planet. Hey, man, we fucked as a nation. Excuse me. We are messed up as a people. We're messed up as a nation. We say that our mothers, the woman is the teacher of the first teacher of the child. So what are we giving her to teach the children? What are we giving her to teach the children? Are we giving her the Megan Thee Stallion doctrine? Are we giving her, brothers? Because Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we got to raise, what did he say? We got to protect and respect and elevate our black woman. I'm just saying to Honorable Elijah Muhammad because there's some of the teachers I know that's really dealing with that. He said one time, we got to respect, we got to protect and elevate the black woman. Elevate, meaning you got to teach her. And I remember I used to have shirts. I used to say a shirt like that, but elevating the black woman. And black women used to buy them like a mother. So the women used to buy them like a mother. How we got to elevate our black women. I used to say a t-shirt. And I used to say a t-shirt back in the day. Women used to buy them at the frame. So we have to be the one, if man, if you're going to be the teacher, because we go again when it says Adam was given these instructions first. Then he's supposed to have gave it to his wife, Eve. Or Hawa, the mother of all living, gave it to her, instructed her. So men, information we're giving the women to give to the children. So if she's the teacher of the first child, where is she getting her information from? Because one thing, she has to get her information from somewhere to be able to give her child, to teach that child, as we say, in the womb. Where is her information coming from? Is it coming from Atlanta Housewives? Huh? Like I said again, is it coming from Megan Thee Stallion doctrine? Is it coming from Cardi B doctrine? Where is her doctrine coming from? Where is her information coming from to teach this child in the womb? So when the child come out and we start seeing their behavior, and if it's a bad behavior, whatnot, we want to, well, shit, where does she get this shit from? What system of education did she get? Well, we was that black man to make sure that she got the proper education to teach the child. So we just going to leave it all on the black woman? We just going to leave it up to the black woman? That's it? We going to leave it all up to the black woman, just put the responsibility and say, hey, you God, that's your goddamn responsibility. It ain't mine. You supposed to teach it. You the mother. And then when that baby come out, and then that's like we were saying now, the baby come out all feminine and shit because she raised around a whole bunch of damn women. Now you complain about the baby, man. You see the reason, man, why these little young ass boy, man, they acting like that. They raised around a whole bunch of women. Well, goddamn, black man, well, get your black ass in their life then. Get your black ass in these young boys' life then and teach them about manhood. Show them what proper manhood is about. Even though we know it's trying to be under attack, but we got to do something, goddammit. This just because they trying to attack it don't mean we can't be out here and show it. We don't mean we can't be out here and show it because like, they're going to learn this shit from somewhere. Regardless, no matter who's trying to attack manhood, these children still got to grow up and learn something from some goddamn where. I would rather watch let them watch us fight to stand for strong black manhood. At least they'll know, like, that's what black. They see you fighting, so they know damn well they're gonna have to continue to do the same thing because it's gonna be a point in time they're gonna have to do the same thing. They're gonna have to fight for their manhood. So they already got example from us doing it. But if we just going along with the shit and they ain't saying nothing, they're gonna not say nothing either, because they're going to look at your example by you not saying shit. And like, well, hey, I guess it's okay. The people before me, my elders before me didn't say nothing. I guess it's okay. I guess it's cool. Or they would have said something. Or they would have said something. They would have been doing something. Don't you think? So, hey, that is what it is. And I'm going to tell y'all, sisters and brothers, man, for the rest of the week, man, I'm going to just go ahead and take me a week. A little week off, man, and I'm trying to be over there doing some stuff, man, getting my on the Tabernacle, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. I'm gonna be over that way, just doing some things with that. And for the Coach of Freedom, I'm just gonna chill for about a week, maybe, because it's just like, man, for me, it's just like all the knowledge of self doctrine, man. It's just like, for me, it's like, okay. It's okay to get knowledge, constantly get knowledge, information. But if you're just getting this knowledge and information and ain't living it, and ain't doing nothing with it, ain't living it out, what's the fuck the use? Excuse my friend. What's the use? You just get a whole bunch of shit in your head. There's a whole. It's like me. I got a whole bunch of books in my house. Plenty of books. Some of them I ain't even read. A lot of them I ain't read. I bought them. I'm like, I need this here. I need this book. A lot of them I ain't read, man. I just got to put it in my library. Plenty of books in my house. But even with the ones I read, even with the ones I have, but if I'm not trying to somewhat do nothing with it, live it, or just like I talk about maybe the Bible and certain things I learned in Islam and the school of Islam when I was in there, or like I said, the school, the tradition of Islam. Like I said, no school, the tradition of Islam, a lot of things I learned. And if I don't do nothing with that, man, with all I learned, it was just a waste, really truly a waste. It was just a whole bunch of information I got in my head. It is a whole bunch of information I got in here. But the best thing for that information, if I live it, I live that information. That's why when you really go to school to take up a profession, right? Maybe a doctor, a nurse, you go to school to get that information to help you in that profession. You go to school to get that degree to help you in profession. A scientist. Because that's going to help you in your profession. You don't just go to school to be there, you know, go to college and pay all that and money to be a scientist. And then, you know what I'm saying, you ain't doing shit with it. You just sitting around at the house. You're a damn mechanic somewhere. Big up to all the mechanics. Ain't knocking the mechanics. You working at a tire shop. But you spent all these thousands of dollars to study science in school to be a scientist. But you're the No, sir. You take this to perfect your craft. So if we get all this knowledge, reading this over here, reading that over there, but we're not making this stuff manifest in your life, brother, you're just only wasting your goddamn time. Like I said, so you got a whole bunch of knowledge, but ain't doing nothing with it. That's why I said, man, like, I buy my books. I got plenty of books. I buy books from everything on several different topics. I even, like I said, even bought, the last week, I bought two books. I got the one called The Ebos. Let me see. I'm trying to look at it, y'all, while I'm talking. The Ebos and the Hebrew Exodus from Israel. Man, great book I'm reading. And then I even got my beginners. I had one already, but it's called The Beginner's Guide to Learning the, it says the hieroglyphics, but the Metanetter. I even got that. It's like, wait a minute, hold on, Ray. You're damn, you're supposed to count saying you're a Hebrew. What the hell you want to understand the Metanetter for? I'm a student, man. I still want to know. I still want to know because it's still a part of the African history. It's still a part of what went on. And even did people say because it was an interaction going with the so-called Hebrews and the brothers and sisters in Kemet. And I want to learn it because I'm trying to learn it a little bit because they had a spiritual practice. That's it. Not because I'm trying to be a Kemite. I've been through that thing before. I've been through that, done a lot of the rituals. I understand it. But I'm just still learning to see what a lot of things say. And it's like people putting out, is it truly what people be saying? You know, I'm just a little hobby. Not a little hobby, but just information. But I'm not trying to get that to live, you know, Kemet. But it's still, again, I'm trying to learn. I want to know about the spiritual system a little bit. You know, so still there's some things in there. But that's why I said, again, that's why I like the whole point when, and I give big up even to Dr. York again, people saying, man, he didn't know, you know, he always was going this way, that way. But like I said, one thing about it that I like and that I learned, I wasn't around with the Ansar Allah community. But like I said, you live that, man. You live those traditions. You live that. Even like I said, we did the rituals and the ancient Kemetic rituals and the raising of the opening the mouth ceremonies. We did a lot of that stuff. Even the last information that he was in, I know he was going into saying we were the true seed. We were the holy seed. We were the Judites or Yehudites, or said the tribe of Judah. So we was going into that and everything. So it's like you live those traditions, so you know what it's about. You know what it's about. So I big up to that. So it just when you weren't reading the books that he was writing about it, no, hell no, you lived that. So you know what it means to live in practice the culture of, you know, whatever the tradition of being a Muslim under the Ansar Allah, like I said, which I went in the Ansar Allah community, but that was before my time. But so you learn those things. You know what it's about. And that's what the knowledge is supposed to be about. If you just get knowledge, just reading shit all over the place, reading this book, like, you got to get a foundation, brothers and sisters. That's one thing. You have to have a foundation. Get you a foundation. That's what some of these places, these groups, y'all don't have, you truly don't have a foundation. You just got a lot of information. You just got a lot of information. But you don't have a foundation. So somebody can truly ask you, well, what, hey, bro, what you really part of? You don't really have an explanation. You really don't have, because you don't know. You really, truly don't know. You just all over the place. You just all over the freaking place. You know what I'm saying? Like, say for me, like I said, again, I could read this book and that book, and still, again, my foundation. I mean, what's my foundation? Well, you know, brother, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. But damn, what you call a book for? I mean, I'm just reading this. This is my knowledge because, you know, hey, I might read the Purim Haruka, man. People trying to tell me, say, hey, man, you know, hey, man, y'all got that from us. Okay, so I'm going to read and see. I'm going to see what it's all about. I'm gonna see what it's all about and see what the information is. I'm not trying to be that, but I'm gonna read it and know. And I might just teach on it, cause like even when y'all hear me talk about the Kemetic thing, then my biggest part about the Kemetic information. And shout out a whole tip to my brothers and sisters in that information and in that tradition. My only beef was, and y'all saying I did a video years ago when I said that I'm getting away from that. My only beef is with that is. And I got to give a shout out to Jabari. Is that you got to live it, man. Don't just come trying to beat up somebody else in their tradition. And y'all ain't got nothing. Like, where are the Kemetic temples? Where are the, it should be in here in America. You got churches all around here. You got, whether they Jehovah Witness or whatever they are. You got plenty of churches all around. And you might knock the churches on every goddamn corner. Which I don't agree with too much either. But still, again, what are the Kemetic temples in America? If it's the creme de la creme and everything you say originated from that, where are the Kemetic centers, the people to learn this stuff from? Where they can go and learn the Meduneda? Where they can go and learn the opening of mouth ceremony? What was it all about? They can really truly learn the principles behind the negative confessions of my aunt. They can truly learn this. Go in and learn. Because you go to a church, they're going to break down everything to you in Sunday school and stuff about their doctrine, right? You go into the Hebrew community, we have, you know, classes. We don't call it synagogues and stuff. But you'll go to different places, temples and tabernacles or whatever, and you'll learn everything about where are they in here in the United States, in the United States with these temples at? Where? That's my only beef. That's my only beef. When everybody want to talk about we came in and y'all all would go out to everybody. You go out to the Christians. You're going out to the Hebrews and this and that. I'm talking about, or even Islam. Y'all stuff got stolen from us. Well, goddamn it, if it's that magnificent, where are your places of worship so that people can learn it? Where are? That's what I want to know. That's my, like I said, my beef. Because, again, when they had all these beef talking about the laws of Ma'at, when they had the conscious community was talking about the laws of Ma'at one time, to my, the Bible was, those laws was taken out from the laws of Ma'at. And that's when I was still professing the comedic information, tradition. My thing were, as I'm looking out into society, and I'm looking at all the immoral stuff that our people are doing here in America, and I'm like, I'm seeing the Hebrews teaching this. We got to get back to the laws, statutes, and commandments. And just say, I'm going to just play along with the comedic community. Those laws, statutes, and commandments they talk about with the laws of Ma'at. I'm like, well, shit. These Hebrews, at least they on the corner telling people we got to get back to the laws. This is what's going to save us. And y'all comedic brothers saying it's the laws of Ma'at. So I'm like, goddamn, at least they out there on the street teaching it. When we only, like the comedic brothers only saying this shit because when the Hebrews are saying get back to the law, statutes, and commandments, y'all just, only thing y'all want to bring it up at, only time you bring it up is when the Hebrews say about the laws, and y'all say, well, y'all got that from us. And so I was looking at it like, damn, you know what? At least the Hebrews teaching it. What you comedic brothers out here on the street doing stuff, you get, only thing you're going to say, you rocking an ump, or somebody got this from you, you did this first. Okay, how is that helping that brother out there who sprung out on drugs on the street? The sister sprung out on prostitution. The Hebrews will take you to a scripture that's dealing with law and tell you not supposed to pimp, you're not supposed to prostitute out your daughter. That's in the scriptures. Unless in the book of Leviticus. I can't tell you exactly what it's off top. But it's talk about Israelite, you're not supposed to prostitute out your daughters. So where can I find them? Like, well, damn. At least they dealing with those issues. They dealing with that with the people. So, goddamn, come on, Kemet. Give me the laws of Ma'at and bring it to the people so they can stop being so goddamn immoral out here. Give them the laws of Ma'at so they can truly start saying, I have not done so-and-so. I have not done this. Them being out, so you're going to get on the comedic, the Hebrews. Shit, at least they were trying to bring people back into some morality. They was trying to get them the laws. So my thing was like, well, shit, if they're going to teach it better than you, fuck it, leave them alone. If that's the laws of Ma'at, let the Hebrews teach it. If it's truth, let them teach it. Who gives a rat's ass who had what first? Because if it's going to bring the people back to morals, and if that's the laws of Ma'at that they was teaching, and it's going to bring the people back to righteousness, hey, man, let them teach it, bro. The hell with all that, who had what first? Let them teach it. If he's going to stop our people from being sprung out on drugs, prostitute, robbing, the killing, let them Hebrews teach Ma'at all goddamn day long. Let them believe they had it first. As long as they teaching this shit on the street, if you don't want to get out there and teach it, let them teach it. You might just, you know, it's like being a what's that thing, y'all? A ghostwriter. Ghostwriter for number one artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's this? Whitney Houston, Greater Love of All. She sang it. Everybody loved it. Got Grammys all over, but damn, she didn't write it. You don't even know. She didn't write one of them songs. They said Dolly Parton written it. We didn't know that. We just know Whitney Houston. Song the hell out that song. We love it. Then you have to go out here and say, ah, wait a minute, I sung that. I get this Grammy. Dolly Parton didn't come out there and say no shit like that. Hey, I wrote that song. I get that Grammy. No, Whitney Houston got that. We love the song. We love, because Dolly, we weren't going to listen to no goddamn Dolly Parton sing it. So that's the thing I'm saying, brothers and sisters. Who gives a fuck, man? Long as people get something out of it and they change their lives with it, who gives a fuck who did what first? I know I'm sounding real harsh with my words, my profanity, but it's the fact of a matter, man. We got to stop this bullshit, bro. Sisters and brothers, we got to stop that, man. So that's what my, like I said, my beef with my comedic brothers, man, get y'all some temples then, brother. Build y'all some temples. Get them in the community. And teach the people. If that's the righteousness, hey, teach it, brothers. Teach it, sisters. Don't just wear the fucking unks. I still got some of my unks. I still got my comedic, a lot of my information. Don't just use it for battle against people, the Christians and the Hebrews and whoever else, the Muslims. Build the temples, brothers and sisters, to teach the people. That's what they need. Now, people need to be taught. Build the temples. So that's my only problem. SETI, whoever, SETI, yeah, you, Esraquazi, all of y'all. We ain't got to take nobody away to motherfucking Egypt. Everybody can't afford to fucking go to Egypt. I want to go there. I can't afford to fucking go to Egypt. But build some shit here, man. Just be tangible for the people. Make it they can go. You know what I couldn't afford to go? But I was afforded to go to Georgia. I was able to afford to go to Brunswick. It wasn't Brunswick, Georgia. Edithton, Georgia. I was able to go to Edithton, Georgia. And what happened in Edithton, Georgia, son Ray? Oh, y'all don't know? Okay. I'm glad y'all asked. That's where the place once called Tamaray of the West. That's when, like I said, I was in the old days under the Nawabians, under Dr. York, they built the land called Tamaray, 419 acres. I might be wrong on that, but I know it was 400-some acres. Woo! Yeah, 400-some acres. And all of it wasn't cultivated. But still, again, we was able to, even though we weren't able to go to Egypt, and that's what he said, I heard him say, a lot of people weren't able, they're not able to go away to Egypt. Go over there into the Sphinx or the Haram Market and places like that. They can come down here. And it was just open. It was like some like amusement park, so like you say. But it was beautiful, man. Beautiful. So I wouldn't be able to go there, but I was able to go down there to Georgia, to Edithton, Georgia. And still, even with the pyramids they built there, or the mirrors they built, but we still, as long as we did the rituals and the same thing, relive it, man. That was the experience for me. That was good, man. That was beautiful for me. I miss it. I ain't gonna lie, I miss it like a mother sucker, y'all. I ain't lying, I miss it. I miss it like a mother sucker. But I'm saying, y'all, build something tangible for the people. You can just teach the people, build it. Like you say, man, build it and they will come. Build it for the people. Quit just trying to use this shit now just to beat people up with the knowledge, man. All this goddamn debating. Fuck all that. That's not helping nobody, man. That's not helping. Our people are getting crazy and crazier and acting more silly and silly out here every day. Give them the information to help them help their lives. All that fucking information. If you're not trying to give them the information to tell them, man, to use this information, brother, to better your life with. When them brothers, when I was locked down, they gave me the information to help build my life, better my life, brother. They was young elders were telling me, hey, brother, you can't go out there dealing that stuff you used to do no more. And they were telling me, like, hey, when you get this information, brother, when you get out on the street, it's easy in here because you in jail. But when you get out there, the real test going to come out there, bro. So you take this information, and you got to use it to the best of your ability out there. So that's what I'm saying. All this information, I don't give a fuck what book you read, how many books you read, what lectures you read. If you're not going to take that and apply it to your life and better your life and help somebody else better their life, it goes for naught. It's just a whole bunch of shit going to be in your head. It's just a whole bunch of shit going to be in your head. And that's not what the information is for. It's like they tell you to go to school, get your education so you can get you a good job. Go to school, read these books, get the information to better your life. To better your life with. That's what this information is for. Not to get information and battle somebody with. Beat down another brother and sister because you read this book and you found this in the book. Fuck all that. That sister needs some real help. They going through some shit. Or they know somebody. They probably can use that information to help somebody with. They don't need that shit, man. So in the funny part, while we so busy saying you not the Hebrews, You not the Kemetic brothers. You not the Arabs. Other people are living, other nationalities are living those cultures and saying, ain't none of y'all them goddamn people. Wow, we two be over here fighting each other, battling each other, and we all trying to say we have lost our heritage. We trying to find ourselves. But soon as the brother said, I found myself, hey, I think I'm a so-and-so. Yeah, you ain't that. You ain't that. Damn. Well, okay, I guess I got to stay an ex-slave then. I guess it's okay. I just got to stay a whore. I guess I got to stay a thug. I got to stay a thot. I just another nigga on the street. Okay, fine. If that's what you want me to be, I guess I got to be a beast, a savage. That's fine for me to be that. Ain't nobody going to challenge me when I say I'm a savage. Yeah, I don't get no challenges off of that. I say I'm the biggest pimp on the block. I get no challenge on that. Oh, but let me say I'm a this or a that. I'm a more. Oh, nigga, you ain't no goddamn mo. Oh, brother, I'm a Nawabian. I'm a Sabian. Oh, you ain't no goddamn Sabian. Oh, I'm a this. I'm a Nation of Islam. Oh, you ain't no goddamn. Damn. But I could be all of these other derogatory things, and I never get a challenge. I never get a challenge. I never get nobody to tell me, brother, let me pull your coattail, brother, young brother. That's not you. You're not no pimp. Young sister, you're not a thot. You're not no whole sister. Like Brother Malcolm said, who taught you that? Who taught you to hate the color of your hair? Who taught you to hate the structure, the big broad nose you got? Who taught you that? Hmm? Who taught you to wear blonde hair, bleach your hair, perm your hair, dye your hair? Who taught you that? See, we never battle each other when we do negativity. When negative shit comes, we don't battle each other. But let a brother try to uplift himself. Let him try to pull himself up out of the muck and the mire. He get all kind of damn challenges, and people want to talk about he ain't this, he ain't that. But just let me say I'm all kind of negative shit. Call myself a pit bull. Ain't nobody going to say shit. I can call myself, hey, what's up, bro? What's your name? All right, man, I'm no good-ass nigga, bro. That's my name. Who? Man, I'm no good-ass nigga, bro. That's what I am. Oh, okay. Peace out on that, bro. Peace out on that. Ain't no thing. See that? Ain't nobody going to say a goddamn mumbling word. Sick, man. Sick. But all right, brothers and sisters, I'm getting up out of here, man. I'm out of here, man. I'll see y'all, man, next time, man. I'm gone. Now I'm ratting and raving. See y'all, man. Taking a week off. See y'all on the Liberation Tabernacle Ministry. Y'all can check that out right there on TalkShoe. I forgot where I'll be at. On TalkShoe.com, you can actually see the video presentation. I show scriptures and do some breakdowns and just talk about different things on there as well. But, man, hey, man, it's time. We got to get it right, brothers and sisters. We got to get it right. But like I said, stop letting mother suckers, man, come to you telling they God in flesh. Hey, man, they God in flesh. They already better be coming with their sword in their hand, man, taking these enemies out the box. They can come give you all the goddamn information, all they want. That's all you going to get. Just look at the history of everybody who come out. They was God in flesh. Sweet Daddy Grace. Sweet Daddy Divine. Hell, Farad Muhammad. Hell, every goddamn body. You keep on, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And look at it, man. Look where you still at. Because they come and said, I come to save you out of clutches from your enemy. And look where you at today. And look what you still screaming. The white man is our enemy. He doing this to us. But, oh, I thought God came here to save you. So this beast is more powerful than any one of your gods, your black god, have hit this scene. Quit letting these damn folks tell you that bullshit, man. I know you need help. I know we need some saving. I know we need some, as Christians say, saving grace. I know we need a little help. But don't let this old ignorant-ass people come telling you this bullshit, just give you some more information that ain't helping you do nothing but fall deeper and deeper into the trap. Peace, y'all. I'm out.
Still get this bomb on the brand new begin.com. My name should be missing with the 48, not the 48. Hold on. My new being card member since that fateful December in the 80 years from tears to tears. Things we did should be listed in the pyramid. Studied by a little kid, talked about by old jacks with slack. Can I move to blacks as my first and foremost? Can I get a little land for me and mine? Grow vegetables, maybe make a little wine. Fill with the gods in the bright sunshine. Before we save us, we got to save our own time.
Word on,
yeah.
Everybody uptown. Oh, come on, come on.
Now did you know it was you who was first to walk the earth, gave birth to the universe, afflicted with the curse of the slave, predicted to inherit the earth in the last days. Now as we take you on, what we make we own, it's written in stone like commandments. Read them every now and then, or when you get a chance, catch a glance through the power lens, see if you can see its advance. G.O.D. in the dance, important freelance, fought for a chance, got you hanging by the seat of your pants. Our media stance, where we came to the game, was completely advanced and no one sounds the same. 7 1/2 ounces of brain, when we around, make sure you bow down to the king, brand new being style. That's how we do our things, so if you feel good, real good. Scream it out loud if you black and you proud.
All my people on the right, y'all.
Come on.
All my people on the left, y'all.
On the left, y'all.
Yeah, I see y'all.
That's right.
All my people in the front, y'all.
Yeah. Where they at?
Come on. All my people in the back, y'all. Feel me now. Check my